After battling their way through a brutal conference schedule, the McDonald Macs earned a home game to start the postseason and a rematch against a state champion from just 2 years ago.
McDonald hosting Wausau Newman Catholic. There's heaving at Smisky, goes for the long ball, and he's got Anderson along the sideline and then out of bounds. Going on the far side, Moulton trying to get some room, and he stumbles and he's going to go. Moulton's in the end zone. He's able to shake the tackle for a touchdown and a 29-yard run.
All right.
Smisky rolling to his right. He's got his receiver. Right. Touchdown. There it is. Ryan Smisky, cousin to cousin. And the Macs lead at 13-0.
Nice.
Get that I formation behind him, and then he's got a quick dump pass, and that's going to go to the house all the way for a touchdown. The speedy David Anderson on the 38-yard slant in, and it's 20-0 McDonald. I formation behind Smisky. Handoff Fritz. He's going to take it himself all the way to the house. Daniel Fritz, untouched, touchdown. Macs lead at 27-0. Moulton, second runner through, and he's got burst, and there he gets into the secondary, and Moulton's still going midfield, and then he's still going the 45. Wow, he's tough to bring down, and finally, he is brought down at the 40-yard line. Hand off Moulton again, and he's getting into the secondary. He can go to the house. Moulton on his way into the end zone. He's just gone. He's down to the 5-yard line or so. Wow, he has got another gear tonight. And now, from the 5-yard line, Smisky under center. Take the snap, hand off Moulton, and try to let him get into the end zone. Touchdown. The Macs lead it 33-0.
Oh, wow.
Interception by the Macs on the far side, and knocked out of bounds is David Anderson.
That ball was tipped. It was tipped up in the air, and David, with his blazing speed, was able to close it and catch it on that tip.
23 seconds, second down. He'll go back again, and he'll fire one, and he's got Daniel Fritz. Fritz to the 20. Fritz still going. Fritz may go. He's going to score a touchdown. Daniel Fritz to the house, and the Macs lead it 39-0 with 10 seconds left in the half.
And it just shows that we're not taking our foot off the gas.
No, they're keeping it going. They remember that game a couple of years ago.
Yep.
Second and 10 from the 45. Smisky optioning left side to Moulton. Moulton, the 45, the 40. Still on his feet, the 35, the cutback. He could go to the house. The 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. McDonald leads it 45-0 with 8:40 to go, third quarter. The McDonald Macs win it 52-8.
A dominant win, and it's on to level two. But for the Macs to keep moving, they'll have to get past the team that handed them their only loss this season, the Owen Withy Blackhawks. This is McDonald Macs Football on WOGO Sports.
McDonald Football is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Macs is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors, by the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, and by Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, by Culver's of Lake Alley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC, Professional Land Surveying, by Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now with the Macs pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Mark Alverson and Seth Smisky.
WOGO.
And good evening from Owen Withy High School. Mark Halverson and Seth Smisky to be joined by Drew Smisky. Later, Sam Aberley manning the controls at our WOGO studio. At the start of the season, about 10 Macs players and Seth's wife appeared at WOGO and gave me a T-shirt with a Vince Lombardi quote that said, "Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence." Well, the Macs have just one loss on the season. It has been nearly perfect. Their only blemish came on this field in week three as they lost 58-27 to the Owen Withy Blackhawks, who are unbeaten. And what a battle shaping up here tonight as McDonald taking on Owen Withy. And Seth, you can hardly contain your excitement.
Yeah, I can hardly contain my nerves.
Right.
It's been a day where this has been on my mind a lot. But, you know, hey, this is part of it, right?
Yeah.
This was what makes it so great and makes it so much fun.
Max got to level three last year, only to lose to Thorpe, the eventual runner-up. And this year they are getting to face the only team to give them a defeat. Now, Owen Withy has trucked through their schedule, winning 57-0 over Prairie Farm, 78-0 over Cornell, 58-27 over the Max, 59-0 over Thorpe, 62-0 over Almer Center Lincoln, and 76-0 over Lake Holcomb. Yes, that's right. Through 6 weeks, the only one to even score on Owen Withy was McDonald, those 27 points, I believe, coming in the second half. And then they beat Clayton 36-22, Gilman 24-22 to wrap up the regular season, and pounded Port Edwards 60-6 last Friday night. The Max, of course, as you just heard in the highlights, a terrific highlight package from Caleb, as the Max took care of business against Wausau Newman Catholic, avenging the pain that we suffered a couple years ago in to end our season, 52-8. And what about it? How about Grant and the guys? Seth, what's the story?
Yeah, it was such a great game to watch last week. It was just a ton of fun, and it's always nice when you can get a little redemption from a loss. So, and you know, just these guys are dialed in. It's playoffs now, and you can just kind of tell that things are different, and they know it. You know.
Hey, when you're faced with the challenge of how you respond determines the real winners, Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. We'll take a three-minute timeout. When we come back, the first of two coaches' interviews. We'll hear what Terry Lobby has to say for the Blackhawks of Owen Withy. Then later, Mark Maloney. It's the Culver's Kickoff Show here. And I should tell you that Culver's bringing you the Culver's Kickoff Show in Chippewa Falls. That new Culver's is now open. Culver's of Chippewa Falls also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. See, even the broadcaster's got some nerves here tonight. We'll take a three-minute timeout, come back, and hear from Coach Lobby and Coach Maloney, WOGO Sports.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House Thursday, November 7th to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook to order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. My husband and I are lifelong residents of Chippewa Falls, and as Tri-High alumni, we are proud to support all Chippewa Falls athletics and activities. Chippewa Falls really is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. I've been helping people buy and sell houses in Chippewa Falls for over 20 years. If you are ready to make a move, call or text me at 715-577-HOME. You can also find me on Facebook or at hollybovey.com.
Culver's Kickoff Show on FM 103.1 AM 680 and wogo.com. McDonald and Owen with you. Level 2, 8-player action. And first off, Coach Terry Lobby, congratulations on a terrific season.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's been a good season as far as what we've accomplished to this point. But understanding in the playoffs, this is what it's all about right now. It's about that journey and finishing that journey.
Things got a little tougher in the late going, but you guys stayed perfect, beating Clayton Gilman down the stretch.
Absolutely. Two very good ball clubs, two physical ball clubs that lined up and got after it. And, you know, those are tough games, and you got to go toe-to-toe with them and play a good solid 48 minutes.
Amazing conference we got, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is still the best football in the state here.
And, of course, the postseason last week, we saw it on McDonald's side. You've probably seen the tape. It seemed like they had an extra level, an extra gear. I imagine your guys did, too.
Well, this is what it's all about. You play for the playoffs, and these kids having that opportunity to go out there and be at their best. And, you know, you got to stay at your best because it never gets any easier.
Week 3 was a long time ago, but you guys took care of business against McDonald convincingly, 58-27. But this is a new night as far as the Macs are concerned.
Absolutely. That game is history. That game has nothing to do with tonight. All right, you got to line up. You got to get after it. And it's going to be a very physical football game. They've got great athletes on both sides of the football. And so you got to be at your best.
You guys have an incredible run game. I mean, Mason Gay gets one's attention, but also Dominic Sherwood, your talented quarterback.
Absolutely. He does an excellent job as far as running the show. He's an extension of the coaching staff out on the field. He has recognition, and his ability to be a playmaker makes him very special.
Seems to me a challenge for your defense. How do you handle maybe as well-balanced an 8-player team as there is in the state with McDonald, talented running and passing?
That is so true. You know, it's very seldom that you face a team that is as gifted both throwing the ball and running the ball. And that's certainly the case with McDonald. They are very, very talented. They got great speed, and they can take it the distance at any moment.
Finally, Coach, you guys owned the line of scrimmage last time, and it comes down to the trenches, doesn't it?
It certainly does. That's at the end of the day, whether it's offense or defense, if you control the line of scrimmage, you've got a great opportunity to win the football game.
Coach, we wish you the best tonight, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you for what you do for football here in central Wisconsin.
Thank you so much. Terry Lobby, the classy head coach of Owen Withy Blackhawks, back with head coach Mark Maloney a moment on the Culver's Kickoff Show on WDOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as biting into a fresh, crisp apple and finding half a worm. Sitting around a bonfire, but the smoke keeps following you around.
Oh, dog, come on.
Or going to a football game. And your team loses 42-0. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP, online at ghr-ec.com.
The Culver's Kickoff Show on FM 103.1 AM 680 and Wogo.com. We're here in Owen Withy, home of the Blackhawks, and McDonald and Owen Withy, and what a battle it's going to be. Level 2 playoff action. Coach, it doesn't get any better than this.
No, this is a great feeling. This is a great night tonight. It's cool. It's perfect football weather. The kids are pretty pumped up, and, you know, it's get out there and give it everything you got tonight.
You guys last week took care of business, I think more convincingly than most would have thought, against a Wausau Newman team that came with only one loss.
I mean, the kids, again, have been stepping it up really well here in the last couple of games. The last couple of games they've been playing really, really well. And tonight they are going to have to play the best football that we've ever played all year against this great Owen Withy team. So, we do have our hands full tonight.
Owen Withy did look superhuman through maybe the first 6-7 weeks. That Clayton and Gilman gave him competitive contests, and then, of course, with their postseason win. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what we were talking about, too. You know, if Clayton can come out there and they're a good football team, Gilman's a good football team. So, we watched some film. We learned a little bit from those guys, and see if we can't turn it around tonight.
What's great for you guys, I mean, I already talked to Coach Lobby. I mean, so impressed with your well-balanced attack. I don't know if there's a more balanced, a very effective eight-player team in the state.
Yeah, I mean, our offense is very, very effective, I guess. Let's say, we know we're going to put points on the board. Again, tonight our main focus is going to be defense. We have to stop his read option there, and he's got some great players. Our offense is going to put points on the board with Grant and David and Dawson and Danny. Those guys are just gonna do okay, and our offensive line's got to do a great job there too. So again, we got to play some really good defense tonight.
And what about the health of the squad?
Everybody is really, really healthy, so which is a big change from the first time we played them guys. We had three players that didn't even play in that game. David only played offense, he didn't play defense. Dawson is going to be able to go a little bit of defense. So we got Kale in there at defense. We got Caleb Leet back on defense.
Good.
So, like I said, our defense is going to be challenged.
Should be a good one, Coach. We'll talk to you afterwards. We wish you the best. Go, Max.
Thank you.
All right. There we go. Head Coach Mark Maloney. We're here to Terry Lobby. It's the Culver's Kickoff Show here in Owen Withy at the high school on the football field. Max and the Blackhawks coming next on WOGO Sports.
Hi. I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalä Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalä will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalä.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
All right, Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, and Drew Smisky back here, and again, have some technical difficulties with our wireless mic here this evening. So, in the meantime, speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed. Don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. It's the Culver's Kickoff Show, brought to you by the new Culver's of Chippewa Falls. Now open, Culver's of Chippewa Falls, also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Apply now at culvers.com/careers. So, you know, one of the things we're looking at, again, you talk about this read option for Owen Withy, and their quarterback is Dominic Sherwood, one of eight seniors on the team. Mason Gay is the guy, though. He's averaging close to 1,400 yards on the season, running for that many yards. And Sully Paler also is a key, the fullback. Those two are the leading ground getters. I was a little surprised that Sherwood himself into that read option only has about 150 yards rushing. So,
yeah, that is a little surprising. But, yeah, you know, number 27, Mason Gay, he's a man. But, you know, you can't forget about that fullback because, you know, if anything this year, we have struggled against some of those runs up the middle. And, you know, he's a load. You know, it's got him here at 210 pounds. So he's a big boy. And, you know, we'll just have to saddle up and get after it.
And as the clock winds down, we're going to take – another break here shortly, but before we do, let me tell you that Milk has been building champions for centuries, and I'll get to that shortly, but we're going to do the Tyson Ford Keys to the Game. You'll find a friend at Tyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. How about it, Seth?
Yeah, tonight it's going to be all about stopping the run. You know, I mean, this quarterback, he hasn't thrown much all year, and that's, I think when they played us last time, they threw the ball once or twice because they didn't have to do anything else. You know, so it's going to be stopping that run, whether it's 27 or number eight, you know. Either one of those guys can take it. So stop the run, and then don't make a, you know, it comes down to a clean game, you know. Like, we could reflect back on this game and be like, that one penalty or something like that. So clean game, you know. That's
absolutely
a big part of it.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take our final timeout and come back with the kickoff in a moment. It's McDonald at Owen Withy, Level 2, 8-player action tonight on WOGO. Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Maury's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
The Owen Withy Blackhawks were just introduced and are huddled on the field, and now some the rest of the staff and the Max on the sideline.
Testing. There we go. Got it.
All right, terrific. Way to go, dude. All right.
We got it?
Yeah, we got it. All right. Now, are you still there, Drew? Because all of a sudden it popped. Okay, all right. Just making sure. All right, sounds good. All right, we're good. So we got our wireless mic, and so we are good to go. We'll take a break. More in a moment on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Your home team works hard to win on game day. Nicolet Bank works hard to manage your money every day. Score big and get paid with better checking. Earn up to 3.00% annual percentage yield with Real Rewards Checking. If you don't earn money with your current checking account, it's time to switch. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your neighborhood team today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
The Culver's kickoff show in the books and the national anthem just completed. We'll get to the kickoff in a moment. And first of all, though, milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro athletes and football players and others know that they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And I know that, what else we got going on here? All right, so not sure what's going on, but I'm going to talk to you, Seth, that additionally, this is a very sloped field. As we look at this field, I mean, what we mean is sloping and a crown in the middle, and it seems like it is geared toward running. In fact, you had acknowledged to me pregame that your son Grant has struggled throwing the ball here.
Yeah, he always comes out and it's like he's overthrowing him a little bit, and maybe it's just nerves. I don't know, but this is a crown on a field like we've never seen, or I've never seen before. You know, it's really something. But I think advantage. Until the quarterback can settle in and get used to it, the advantage does go to a team that can run. But we do that well, too, so
yeah, absolutely.
We should be fine.
All right, and Owen Withy, the Blackhawks, dressed in their black uniforms with the black helmet, the white lettering, black jerseys, black pants, and McDonald in the white uniforms with the blue helmets, blue numerals and lettering, and white jerseys and white pants. So should be a good one. The Macs, of course, losing 58-27 to Owen Withy way back in week three, and looking to avenge that. Owen Withy's going to receive to our right, and they are sending back to receive Dominic Sherwood, their quarterback, and Mason Gay, their star running back. Both are seniors. And Isaac Crawford will have the kicking duties, the sophomore for the Macs. And again, just so you know, I mean, we've been given a roster that has heights and weights and grade for Owen Withy, so we'll be mentioning those, but for McDonald, we have just the academic status, no height, no weight. All right, so Isaac Crawford about ready to go, and we're about ready to go, and we're underway from Owen Withy. And there's the boot deep, and it's going to be taken there by Gay, and he'll advance it. And he goes up the middle of the field, and Gay could go to the house all the way to 35, to 30, all the way, and touchdown on the very first play of the game. Owen Withy leads it 6-0 with 11:48 to go, first quarter.
Wow, that is absolutely the worst way you can start out a game right there. And I was curious, you know, I was wondering if they were going to kick the ball to him, just because, you know, we've been doing well on kickoff team, but we haven't seen this kind of speed yet. In a while. So, you know, he just didn't break stride, took it right up the middle.
And they're going to go for two right away. Yeah. So their first play is going to be a two-point conversion with Gay, the deep back, who just ran it 90 yards for a touchdown. Sherwood's going to hand it to Gay. He's going to pound into the line, and he's going to not get in there, I believe. So unsuccessful on the two-point conversion, and so it remains 6-0. And we'll take a break. Back in a minute. Oh, now they converted it. Now they say it was good. It took a long time, and now they say it was good. We're back with the kickoff in a minute.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
We knew that Mason Gay would be a concern. We didn't realize on the opening kickoff of 90 yards and the two-point run. And just like that, it's 8-0. Owen Withy. And the kick goes out of bounds on the far side. And so McDonald will get the good field position.
Yeah, and I think Owen Withy is fine with that. They'll live with that because we have some dangerous returners as well.
Now, what about that to the psyche of the Max? I mean, certainly psyched for it all year, and Gay just ran it right up the middle, and he just streaked through.
You know, we've come from behind before, but it's going to be huge right here to come out and do something positive.
So, really, that goes as a 15-yard penalty, if you would, to the 35 for the kick out of bounds, and now the Max will take it. First play from scrimmage, lone running back behind Smisky. Handoff, Moulton coming to the near side, and he's going to be tackled for a loss by number 30, Winston Paler. Paler, a 6-foot, 175-pound junior, their leading receiver, but he only caught four balls. He only caught four balls this year because the quarterback Sherwood, 6-7 through the air. That's it. Through nine games, 9-0, 6-7, a 2-yard loss for Moulton to start things tonight. Second and 12 for the Max from their own 33-yard line going left to right. Smisky, pass and incomplete, and it threw it behind David Anderson. So now third and 12 for McDonald.
Yeah, we just got to settle down and make a positive play here, you know. And I gotta think that if you do not convert on here, we will be punting it. But so we got a long way to go here. But
just a side note, guys, this field is extremely slick down here.
Extremely slick.
Yeah,
okay.
Fritz has had some trouble with his footing already.
Huh. On the heels of the rain, huh? Maybe. Okay. Third and 12 now. And Smisky rolling to his right. He's got time. Looking. A little dump pass. And he's got it to Fritz. Fritz out to the 50-yard line. And first down inside the 45 of Owen Withy.
Wow, what a catch by Daniel. Kind of got him. Grant kind of got him turned around. I don't know what was going there. But he was able to catch it essentially one-handed and convert the third down there.
23-yard gain to Fritz, and he caught one for a touchdown of about 40 yards a week ago. First down for the Max, and that, of course, your Ashley Construction first down, your choice for custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. Max now, first and 10 from the Owen Withy 44. After the third down conversion, Moulton trying to shake outside, and he's going to get hit for a loss, and they're going to gang up on him on the far side.
You know, it took a little bit last week to get rolling with the run, but, yeah. You know, that's one thing. If we got to be able to run the ball tonight.
A loss of 3 on the play for Moulton. He's minus 5 on 2 carries, and so they're all over him. And, again, you want that run to set up the pass, which McDonald does so effectively. Averaged 44.6 points on per game this season. And second and 13 for McDonald from the Owen Withy 47. Handoff up the middle, and this one's going to pound to Fritz a little bit and not wait for Moulton. And he gets it all the way to about the 42, so a gain of 5 for Fritz.
Yeah, that would have been a great play on first down. It doesn't look, you know, because we started in the hole there, but... No, hey, we'll take it. It's a good positive play.
And Now the Max will come up with a third and seven from the 42-yard line. I call it third and eight here. Third and eight from the 42. Got to get it to the 34. And Smiski rolling to the right. He's going to try to run it himself. Smiski, and now he'll fire a pass, and incomplete. His receiver Fritz was on his knees, and it would have been short of the first down.
Yeah, Grant just kind of scrambling around, trying to make something happen there.
Yeah. So now fourth down and eight from the 42. So do you go for it or do you punt them deep?
Yeah, I guess we'll see. When the quarterback's a punter, you never know until they line up.
That's right. Max Football, WDOGO, Level 2 Playoffs. Great to have you with us. From the 42 of Owen Withy, they go for it. Smiski under center. Back to pass, three-step drop. He fires, deflected pass, knocked down, incomplete. Looked to be number 18, Tim Stock, the 5'10", 160-pound junior, knocked it down.
All right, well, now we've talked about defense all pregame, and Coach Maloney talked about defense, and here it is right here. What can we do here?
That's right. First play from scrimmage for Owen Withy. They had the 90-yard touchdown run from their star running back, Mason Gay, the 5'9", 165-pound senior, and now they get it at their own 42. They are 9-0 on the season. Gilman gave them maybe the closest game at 24-22 to end the regular season. And Sherwood under center. Hand off to Gay. Gay into that line. And he'll gain a couple, but then the Max piling up on
him. Here you go, boys. Let's go.
You can just tell that he's a tough runner. Just by the way he hit that hole there, and he hits it fast.
Well, that's a combination of speed and strength, and so a gain of two. And among those in there that time, it looked like Cale Holm, but others, gain of two for Gay. And again, 90. How about you get your first place from scrimmage? But, oh, by the way, I've already had a 90-yard kickoff return.
Yeah.
Second and eight for Owen Withy from the 44, their own 44, going right to left. Sherwood on the come around the other way to Gay, and out of that read option, and a good job by the Max defense in pursuit, and the crowd loving it.
Yeah, they were right there. They read it perfectly, and minimal gain right there, and that's exactly what we need to do.
Eli Stepp, Cale Holm. I met Eli Stepp's mom before the game, thanking us for our coverage here of Max Football and Max Sports, and we love it, folks. We love it. Caleb Swenson can't wait for the McDonald boys and girls basketball season, and I'll be handling some Chahai boys and girls and Greg Stewart all over the hockey. So our winter sports schedule. But right now, November 1st, kicking off with some playoff football. Third and seven now. A huge defensive opportunity for the Max. Owen Withy from their own 45. Can McDonald shut them down here? Sherwood under center on the left side. Heavy dominant. Sherwood's back to pass. He's going to heave the long ball down the field, and he completes it. Deep down the field.
You know, and that's what we're doing, right? We're playing the run, and
That was number 18,
was
Tim Stock, the 5'10", 160-pound junior from the 45 all the way down the field to the 30-yard line.
Guys, we had three guys in coverage on him, and we were just a little bit out of position to make a play on the ball.
He just got behind him.
Seth Smiski next to me, Drew Smiski on the field, first down of the night, and again, they've only thrown seven. That's only their eighth pass of the season, so very unexpected. The handoff to Gay and makes it no. Instead, that's going to be their number two back, 25, and this is actually their number three. That's Brandon. Number 25 is Brandon Geldernick. Geldernick, a 6 foot, 160-pound sophomore, and he got five on the play. So second and five now for Owen Withy. And even though you know it's the read option and they're going to run, you may know, but you got to stop them.
It's still tough, you know, and they run it very well.
Sherwood now under center. And they're going to pound it up a short gain. Again, this one is a different back as well. This is Sully Paler. Sully Paler, 5'11", 245-pounder. And so Sully at number eight is also a senior. I'm sorry, 210-pounder.
Yep, but he's still low.
He looks a little closer to 240.
He does, boy. You look at him and you're like, boy, that is a big dude.
So he got three on that play. And earlier we had five for Geldernick. Third down and two now for Owen Withy, and the handoff pounding, and they got the first down.
Yeah,
inside
like
the 20.
You like to shore that up a little bit, you know. I mean, instead of on a fullback dive like that, instead of getting 5-6 yards, you know, even I mean, any time during the game, you'd like to hold them to two.
So he got four on the play and two carries for 7 yards to the 18-yard line now. And so into the red zone. If it's Max in the red zone, we call it the Johnson roll-off. We don't like to even give that distinction to the opposition. Yeah. But they're in the red zone now. And the black shirts and the black Hawks with Sherwood, their senior quarterback, under center. And he'll hand it off to the fullback. This time it's going to be... Now, they faked me out completely on that one. And the quarterback kept it. And the Max defense was all over.
Yeah,
Ryan Smisky with the tackle.
That's right. The thing, is faking us out and try playing against them.
No, it was Geldernick. It was Geldernick, and so he gets the loss on the play, a loss of two. So second down and 12 now for Owen Withey from the 20-yard line as they huddle and approach the line of scrimmage. Mark Halverson and the Smisky brothers, Seth to my left, Drew on the field. Second and 12, Max defense. Trying not to break here. And Sherwood, he's going to keep it himself, and he'll run inside the 15-yard line. So, again, a lot of different options, Drew Smisky, as you're on the field. A lot of different choices for Sherwood to play out of that read option.
Yeah, and he's a really good athlete as well. And, you know, they fake the dive or fake the outside read. He keeps it. There's a lot of things to cover with this offense.
That was the first carry of the night for Sherwood, and now it's a big third down and four. They need to get to the 10 for the first down. They're calling on the board third and six, but all right, here we go. Sherwood and the handoff to the fullback, and he's going to pound his way for, well, let's see. I don't know. What do you think?
It's going to be close.
He's about a yard short.
About a yard short. Boy, he is a load, though.
Yeah. And that is number big number eight, Sully Paler, 5'11", 210 pounds. And he got five on the play.
Yeah, and right now it's just like you have – it's hard to even guess what they're going to do. You know, you think they give it to fullback, but they got so many options.
So it's going to be a fourth and one from the 10-yard line. Need to get to the nine. Sherwood under center. Gay the deep back. Just need a yard. Sherwood, he's going to come back, hand it to Gay. Gay pounding his way all the way, and he's got the first down. And inside of the 5-yard line of McDonald. So Owen Withey knocking on the board, trying to build on an 8-0 lead as they get their third first down on this drive.
Yeah, that O-line got just a really good push at time, just kind of blew us right off the line.
Yeah, they're really kind of starting to push us around a little bit on the offensive side of the ball.
And this was the concern from week three, right? I mean, that they really own the line of scrimmage, and the Mac's a lot healthier tonight. But
Yes, we are. And we didn't even touch on that, but we are a lot healthier tonight.
All right, so they call that an 8-yard run. And so from the 2-yard line now, Sherwood under center. And got it to Gay, and Gay's going to run it into the touchdown. So the second touchdown for Mason Gay, and it's a 14-0 Owen Withey lead with 3:10 to go first quarter.
Well, Drew, I was I didn't, you know, you just never know. I didn't think it was going to start out like this.
Yeah, this is not exactly what I had in mind for a start, but. Hey, we've been in holes before. Remember Clayton last year. Hey, it isn't over.
We got lots
of ball game.
A lot of ball.
All right, they're going to go for two again. They're going to go for two again with Sherwood under center. And they're going to work it around the right side. And got it, the two-point conversion. And Mason Gay's got all their points. He's got two touchdowns, and he's got two two-point conversions. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Yeah. I got a feeling they'll try kicking it to the sideline.
Owen Withey getting ready to kick it off, leading 16-0 here on WOGO Sports. Winston Paler to do the honors. And there's the boot. And here come the Max and Moulton on the falls down. And it gets back up, but he's down back there.
I see there's a penalty on the play or flag on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, footing seems to be a bit of an issue here. You know, we see it right there, Dawson falling down.
Yeah, you talked about it. Can you say anything more, Drew, about that the slick conditions?
It's just really tough. I mean, we got a cleat cleaner on the sidelines, but and I saw the boys using it, but it is so slippery out here.
Huh. That's too bad. The return was to the 24-yard line, but the penalty against McDonald is going to be marked off from the 20. Was it holding?
Yep.
Yeah, that's what they signal on.
10-yard penalty against the Max. And so back to the 14. It'll take over first and 10 from the 14-yard line.
Right.
In a hole, 16-0. Yeah.
Right now, we need just a good, positive play on first down.
Yeah. And Smisky under center. One back behind him. Two receivers off to the right. Handoff up the middle, and a short gain for the Max trying to get across that 15-yard line.
And when I say positive, I meant like more than a yard.
Okay. Daniel Fritz there for a short gain of just one.
Yeah, we didn't lose any on that, you know, right, like the past two first downs. But a little more than that would be nice.
Second and 9 now for the Max as Smisky comes to the line. And a pitch out on the right side and Moulton to the near side. And again, after a bit of a slow start last week, Moulton with his best run of the night right there.
Yeah, good. It makes it third and manageable right now. You know, I mean, this week can for sure have the capability of converting this.
Right, you had to get to the 24, and he is too very close. So that was a 8-yard run for Moulton, his best run of the night. He's now 3 carries for 3 yards. And a third and short for the Max as Smisky getting the play from the sideline. Again, mention we've got a table out here, and Haley, the athletic director, also a 6th grade teacher and the track coach, so here at Owen Withey, so very helpful. All right, third and short for the Max. Need to get this first down. The handoff up the middle, and it looked to have got it.
We got it.
Yeah, okay.
If they give him forward progress, we definitely got it.
Yep. And was that Fritz that time?
It was.
Yeah. So Daniel Fritz on the carry, and they'll put it at the 26-yard line. Now 25, so gain of 2. Fritz, 3 carries for 8 yards on the night. And that another McDonald first down brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. All right, well, you got to start somewhere, and there's that first down. And so Smisky under center now. 3-step drop, looking downfield, deep pass down the sideline and incomplete on the far sideline intended for Ryan Smisky.
I couldn't see, Drew, but was he... Was the pass outside and he was turning it, looking inside, and then had to
Grant,
turn back outside?
It appears as if Grant wanted a fade, and Ryan ran to the inside.
Gotcha.
Okay. Second and 10 from the 25 now for the Max. Smisky gets the play from the sideline. When are they going to get the helmets for high school that the coach just talked to?
Yeah, there you go.
Second and 10 from the 25. Not this year, not soon enough. Smisky now rolling to the left. And he's got a pass to Smisky, and he completes it out there. And past the 40-yard line, first down McDonald.
All right. Nice catch. It, you know, it's deceiving. You don't know where the, especially with this crown on the field, where the, where's out of bounds, but good catch.
Third first down for the Max, and Smisky on the first down gets it to the 40-yard line. And now McDonald, 60 yards from Pater, trailing 16-0. Smisky on the right side. Ryan, his cousin, the quarterback, under center. Grant, pitch out. Near side, Dawson Moulton, the 5th, the 45, the 50, and first down. So now McDonald mixing run and pass here a little more successfully.
Yeah, that's so exactly what we need right there, and it's just great to see it. Dawson, they looked like the O-line was actually out in front of them. It seems like earlier couple runs, they were just kind of leaving without him. So.
And this time Dawson actually followed his blocks a little bit and didn't immediately look to cut it outside.
Gotcha.
So three first downs on this drive, and the Max now to the 47-yard line. Smisky on the left side, and he'll keep it himself, the 45, and going to about the 40-yard line. Grant Smisky and the quarterback keeper.
At number 30, I think he's the defensive end on the opposite side of the field. He was coming after him in a hurry. I didn't know if he was going to be able to round the corner before he got there, but he was able to. Good run and first down.
Absolutely. And now second down and two for the Max after the 8-yard gain for Grant that time. There's the pounding it again. And so the Max, we're seeing some improvement in the trenches as Fritz goes for the first down.
Yeah, good tough run. And, hey, we're starting to put a pretty good drive together right now.
Yep. And Fritz, a gain of 4 on the play. 4 carries for 12 yards, averaging 3 per pop to the 36-yard line. So, all of a sudden you got 4 first downs on the drive. And so moving the chains and chewing up clock and working that Owen Withy defense. And that'll do it. After 1, our score, Owen Withy 16, McDonald nothing. The Max on the move when we come back in a minute on WDOGO Sports.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Max trailing 16-0, but they're on the move, and they're going to go right to left now after going left to right in the beginning here. Hey, White City Glass, proud sponsor of Chippewa Falls and McDonald's Sports. White City Glass, saluting all the hardworking athletes.
All right, well, hey, we're putting a good drive together, and like I was saying before, boy, that first quarter just flew by, absolutely flew by compared to games we've been at the pat, and you know, over the season here.
All right, from the 36-yard line now, first and 10, McDonald. They call it the 37 on the scoreboard. Okay, fine, we'll be that way. And it's going to be Ryan Smisky on the handoff, the 35, and the big fella's going to pound his way close to the 30-yard line. So the tight end handoff there.
That's I don't know. Have we seen that yet this year, Drew?
Yeah, they've run it a couple times.
They've run it a couple times. Okay.
It's a good play.
Yeah.
I wish we'd run it a little more.
Yeah. Yep.
So Orion from the 37 to the 30, a gain of 7, second and 3 for the Max on the move, marching it from, remember, they started at their own 14-yard line, so gained 56 yards already. Grant under center. Now, lone, 2 running backs behind him. And
there it is. Oh.
There's a unique hit at Ryan Smisky again. Well, they must have heard you, Drew.
Yeah, and he was just... One tackle away
from going the distance. Ah, gosh. So close.
And a short gain of two, meaning a third and one. Well, I did not have Ryan Smiski on my rushing stats at all. And now he's got two carries for 9 yards on this possession, this series even. And Grant now getting the play from the sideline from Coach Maloney. 10:50 left, first half. Max trailing 16-0. It's been the incredible show from Mason Gay, a 90-yard kickoff return, and then another short touchdown run. And
I don't know if that was enough. Was it, Drew?
That's the first down.
Grant takes it himself for the first down. Getting it to get to the 36 and got beyond that. Are they going to come and measure it?
Nope.
They're going to say the 35. So
called it.
So he got two on the run to the. Okay, I got to wonder about the scoreboard because they've got the 30, the 28. Well, okay. It's the 25. So. All right. So, gain of two for Grant. So he's got two carries for 10 yards. And yet another first down. Wow, the Max, five first downs this drive. So they've had so many big plays, and I'm not used to. And now Grant goes to the air. He's really airing it out and throwing it into double coverage.
Wow.
And a touchdown. There it is. Completed. The Max on the scoreboard as Ryan Smith, David Anderson on the catch.
Yeah, they, you know, and that Mason Gay is covering David. So, I mean, he can match him with the speed. And it was the safety was coming over there to help. It was a pretty tight window, but Grant just able to thread the needle and get it in there.
Yeah, talk about splitting the difference on that one, guys. Yeah.
That was tough. I mean, that was potential interception material, but
I was worried.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But so now McDonald trailing 16-6, they go for two here. Grant under center. They take it, pitch out. Oh, no, fumbled, and then Moulton recovers, but they're not going to score, and then they dive on it, and a flag is thrown.
Huh.
See what that is, but I don't know that McDonald will get a do-over here.
I don't think so.
So 16-6 is what we're looking at, waiting for a penalty. McDonald down by 10, but has gotten on the scoreboard. And it's going to be against McDonald. You interpret that. Okay, decline. All right, we'll take a break. Back in a minute. Max kicking off on the scoreboard. Cut the 16-point lead to 10 on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
There's the boot and Squibber, and it kicks off of the Owen Withy player. McDonald may have recovered it.
Oh,
fighting
I don't
for
think
it.
I don't.
In Owen Withy territory, McDonald's indicating that they did.
They are, but from where I was standing, I don't think
the
they
Max. Did. Oh,
no.
Owen Withy has it. Okay, Owen Withy. It was so close, though.
It was squirting around down there a little bit.
It would have been a real difference maker there,
yep.
As it looked like it hit off of Talon Mueller. And then it squirted, but it really was meant to be more of a squib kick. I don't know if it was an intended onside.
No, not at all.
From the 47-yard line, Owen Withy, 53 yards from pay dirt, as they lead it 16-6 with 9:59 to go first half. Max on the scoreboard for the 25-yard touchdown pass from Grant Smiski to Anderson, and there's the handoff up the middle for Owen Withy, and they take it from their own 47 to the 49 or so for a gain of four.
Yeah, that is one play right there that we need to stop. We can't let them dive their fullback for 4 or 5 yards
right.
To pop.
And he's got 16 yards rush, but again, he's well over 800 yards rushing. Second and six now for Owen Withy from the 49, and they're hammer it up the middle again. It's out of that. And again, they run it with Sully Paler again, the big fella, 210-pounder, and that fullback from the 49 to the 47, so third and four.
David stepping up and delivering a good hit on that one.
David Anderson there as Drew Smiske reporting from the field. From the 47 now in McDonald territory, and a big defensive opportunity for the Macs. Can they stiffen here? Trailing 16-6. Remember the comeback at Clayton last year for the Macs to advance that Thorpe game, huh? And there's around the left side, and McDonald able to get him for a loss.
Big play right there by the defense. Dan Fritz stepping up, making a play.
Again, I'm surprised by how much they go away from Mason Gay, because that, again, was Geldernick who got the call. And good job by the Macs for a loss of one. And it creates a fourth and four.
Big play, big play.
Huge play now. Fourth and four from the 48. Got to get to the 44. They send somebody back just in case they decide to punt it, and they're in a punting formation, and they're going to kick it.
Wow.
And it bounces at about the 25, and don't let it touch you, and Mac football. So how about that for a defensive stand?
I'm actually kind of surprised that they didn't go for it on that.
I mean,
they were in plus territory. Kind of surprised.
I join you in that. So Max got the ball down by 10, but in a long field from about their own 16-yard line, maybe the 17. Again, I have all these disagreements with the scoreboard because I'm like, it's not the 18. But, okay, first and 10 from the 17-yard line. But the Macs with some new life here with 8:01 to go, second quarter, down by 10, but they've got the football, that talented offense. Scored last time, and this time, handoff in a short game.
Yeah, not
Moulton with the ball carrier.
Not a lot happening there. He probably gained about maybe a foot.
Yeah, he lost.
Or he lost. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
From the 17 back to, it looks like it's on the 15, so loss of two. Again, Moulton hadn't carried the ball for a while, and he's got three carries for lost yardage tonight. He did have the 113-yard run earlier. So second down and 12 for the Macs from their 15-yard line. 85 yards from a score. Ryan Smiske off to the left, Anderson to the right. Lone running back, and now Moulton in motion this side. And they'll go back to pass, and Smiske to Moulton incomplete. Threw it behind him.
Yep, it looked like he had him there. You know, he was open, just not on target.
Again, I'm not going to try to make excuses at all, but I'm not used to seeing Grant throw it behind as much. Unless you've been out there and trying to throw, but it is a very different field, Drew, right? I mean, with the slope and everything.
This is the worst field I've ever seen.
Okay. That was Drew Smiske, folks. Anybody from Owen with you, that was Drew.
Yeah, no, it's as far as slope goes, it is just.
All right, big third and 12 now for the Macs. See what they can do. Smiske under center. He goes back. He's got some time. He's got some protection. Looking out of there, flushed out of the pocket. Smiske's going to try to run, and now looking. He's got it off to Fritz. Fritz gaining some yardage, but not enough for the first down.
Smiske runs around.
You know, hey, this is a statement to their secondary, because Grant initially had some time to throw that ball, and usually it's pretty automatic. He gets that kind of time. It's a completion, but, you know, he didn't have it, and then he had to bail out. And
Fritz to the 24 now, and it's a fourth down for the Macs in about four, and so Grant back to punt. 7 minutes left in this second quarter. Smiske looking. He's going to pass the ball down field. And it's knocked down. Oh, my. He passed the ball down the field to David Anderson. And the returner came over in sort of a safety role. And I believe that was Mason Gay and knocked it away. But he's hobbled a bit. Mason Gay is hobbling over to the sideline.
What do you make of that, Drew?
It was... He was holding him a little bit. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
What you're saying is the defender, not Gay, came over from a safety position.
Gay came over from the safety position, and he also got dinged up on that play.
Yeah, he did. No, he did. Absolutely. All right, so they take over in very favorable field position to McDonald, 24-yard line. It was a gutsy pass. It was more than the first down, but there's the handoff and a run up the middle for about a five-yard gain from the 24, maybe to the 18. And that is the 210-pound fullback, Sully Paylor. And you know, and he may end up with more carries than Mason Gay here.
He doesn't even really hit the hole that hard or fast.
Yeah.
He just lowers his shoulders and then starts plowing forward. He's just such a load.
For longtime football fans, picture Larry Zonka, or there was a guy, I think Don Nottingham, who was in that Miami Dolphins backfield, letting you know how old I am. And there's the handoff, and again, there's a Owen Withy first down inside the 15. And again, that is Geldernick, the ball carrier that time.
Yeah, just, you know, when you can get 5-6 yards on that first down,
right?
You know, fullback dive, it just makes things a lot easier for him.
Five for Geldernick, and so again, they don't overuse Mason Gay, but as we saw earlier on that pass play on the punt, he is dinged up a bit. And there's the handoff up the middle, and that's going to be the fullback, Paylor, and Paylor getting it inside the 10-yard line. So, again, it's not a secret that they're going to run the ball, guys, but it's difficult to stop.
Yep, and for some reason, our middle is open.
So a gain of 3 for Paylor, creating a... And the ball at the 6-yard line. So second and 3 from the 6. 5:15 to go first half. McDonald took a chance from the 24-yard line. Couldn't complete the pass in a punting formation. And now Owen Withy knocking on the door. Handoff up the middle, getting it inside the 5-yard line. And a short gain for Geldernick. Is Gay on the sidelines?
Yeah, he's getting taped up right
okay.
now.
Boy, David Anderson just flying in there and making that tackle. But that's not necessarily a good thing because he's kind of
the safety.
Like, so you don't want him to be making the tackle.
Gain of 2 for Geldernick. Third down and 1 now from the McDonald 4-yard line. Owen Withy's moved it 20 yards on this possession already. Straight up and got the first down for Sherwood. And Sherwood has only his second carry of the night. And he gets it to the half-yard line. So a gain of 3 on the play for Sherwood. And yet another first down for Owen Withy with 4:19 and counting in this first half. McDonald on the brink of going down 22-6, potentially 24, as Owen Withy's 2-for-2 on two-point conversions. Sherwood under center. He's going to take it himself and get into the end zone. And it's 22-6 Owen Withy with 4:04 to go in this first half. And I'm sure they'll go for 2 in a moment. Well, the Max gambled and came back to bite him, I guess.
Yeah, I was actually kind of surprised that they did do that fake just because they had made a stop on defense.
I would have thought, you know,
prior
to
that, so.
Yeah, I would have thought a safer pass, you know, I guess, but I don't know. That was and again, credit Mason Gay. I mean, he came flying over there. I don't know if Anderson, you know, could have or would have.
They got some speed on the outside.
All right, so they're going to go for the two-point conversion. Gay has converted each of the two previous ones, but right now they come around. And they get the two-point conversion again. And now, for the third time tonight, they kind of fooled me. Drew, let me go to you. Help me out, what you saw there.
Guys, I'm kind of at a loss for words because they just, I mean, it was right up the middle between the guards. And when you can get 4 or 5 yards a pop doing that, you don't have to do much else.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Back at half a minute, 30 seconds on WOGO. Max down 24-6.
It's fall furnace check and clean time. Preventative maintenance on your heating system is worth it. And whether it's boilers, furnaces, or heat pumps, Wirzgalla Heating and Plumbing services most makes and models. Wirzgalla Heating and Plumbing has provided quality, dependable service to the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas for over a half century. Wirzgalla will make sure your heating system is ready for the cold ahead. Call or visit Wirzgalla.com.
Halftime, 4 minutes and 4 seconds away, and the Max need another score. They're down 24-6, and Owen Withy is perfect. Three touchdowns, 3 2-point conversions. I don't care what the level is, high school, college, or pro, who does that?
Yeah, and, you know, not only do we need to score, but we can't give them the ball back either with enough time to score.
They've had enough two-point conversions to add up to be another touchdown.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, so anyhow, there's the boot from number 30, Winston Paler. And it's going to go out of bounds, and the Max will get it at the 35. I guess McDonald looking back and wishing maybe that they would have kicked it out of bounds to start the game too, right?
Yeah, you know, and that's the we've been doing pretty good on the kickoffs as of late. You know, in the past few games here, we were shaky at the beginning of the year, but we hadn't seen the speed of 27 in a while. He's a special kid. And he's got some wheels.
Right, yeah, Mason Gay. And so the Max from their own 35, 65 yards from pay dirt. Mark Halverson and the Smisky brothers, Seth and Drew with Grant Smisky under center. And there's the handoff, and Daniel Fritz for a short gain off the left side.
Without Mason Gay out there, I think we got a pretty favorable matchup with Dawson or Ryan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, Grant has had a little time to throw here, but just not a lot open or not a lot that he feels comfortable enough throwing the ball. And, yeah. You know, even that touchdown that we scored to David, that was a tight window.
Gain of three for Fritz on that one. 2nd and 7 for the Max. Keep your eye on the clock. 3.5 minutes left first half. Max could really use another score before halftime. Back-to-back Smisky. And got a completion out to Ryan over on this side. And a McDonald first down to the 45-yard line.
That ball was about 4 inches off the ground,
yeah.
And Rye snagged that.
And he goes all the way to the 47-yard line. Great catch there by Ryan.
Great catch, and, yeah, you can just...
Well, from here it looked like 4 inches. It could have been 2 feet. I don't know with the crown.
Yeah, that is true. But, yeah, it's tough place to throw the ball.
Two catches for 24 yards for Ryan, and for the Max, their 7th first down, so they're moving the ball. Having trouble getting the big explosive play like you've seen from McDonald so often with Dawson Moulton or the deep ball to David Anderson. Anderson now on the right side. Grant Smisky, Ryan Smisky on the left now. And we're going to get the timeout, McDonald. We'll take a break as well. Back in a minute. 3:20 left in the half. Max on the move on WOGO Sports.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Thanks to Sam Aberle, manning the controls back at our WOGO studio. The guy does so much for our WIB WOGO team. Appreciate you, Sam. You can catch him on the air tomorrow morning on WWIB 103.7 FM, our sister station.
I think they're going to take a shot here, boys.
All right, Smisky. Drew predicting he's going to throw one, and he rifles one to Ryan over the middle.
Oh, no.
And then he fumbled it after the catch, but
I don't
was
think
he
ever,
down?
No, I don't think he no ever
catch. Okay,
no catch.
Incomplete. And a good thing.
It was right on target, and he had it, Drew, and I think he just got hit there and it knocked it out. Yeah, that's kind of what I saw.
He got hit at a really good angle, and the ball just kind of slipped
out. Yep, just didn't have enough time to quite get it put away.
Second and 10 from the 47. McDonald now. Clock stop, 3:13 left, first half.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is give Owen Withy the ball back.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, chew up some clock. The Macs have shown an ability to get first downs. Second down and 10 now. Smiski under center, back to pass. And he's got a little screen off to Fritz. Fritz to the 50 and goes inside of Owen Withy territory, a gain of five or so.
After a gain of six.
Or six, as the PA announcer says.
Yeah. All right, big play right here.
Third and four.
We got to get this. And I have a feeling that we'll be going for it on fourth down as well.
So Fritz has been huge out of the backfield. Three catches for 38 yards on the night. Third and four for the Macs. 2:42 and counting in this first half. Smiski off to the Smiski or Anderson. And it's Anderson, actually, on the left side. And there's the screen pass on the right side. And there he goes, Daniel Fritz. Fritz is going to break a long one for the Macs. Their best gain of the night and a huge gainer for the Macs as they get inside of the 20.
Great. That was a great play call right there. I don't know what they saw, but they saw something. And, you know, probably thought it was going to be open, and it was.
Absolutely, and they went from the 48 of Owen Withy all the way down to, it looks like, about the 17-yard line. And now Smiski under center, and he runs it around the left side, and Smiski's keeping it himself, and he'll get knocked out of bounds at about the 12.
Good blocking downfield.
And the Macs in the Johnson Roloff red zone. Johnson Roloff is your local Roloff dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRoloffService.com. They said he went out about the 14, I guess. So a gain of four for Smiski, second down and six from there for the Macs. Smiski, handoff, second runner through. Moulton down inside the 10. And
good
first down, or close to it, for the Macs. I believe he got it.
Good push for the O-line. Dawson just got right in behind him.
I think we're about 6 inches short.
Oh, six inches short.
Now, I'm curious, the last time they did a quarterback's, well, they did a quarterback sneak twice here. The last time we played, and Grant Fultz started on both of them. He was leaning into it a little too much, and they rung him up. So we'll see what happens here.
All right, third and one for the Macs from the 8-yard line. And there's it. Daniel Fritz got the first down, and he got
down at the one.
Oh,
down
my.
At the one.
A 7-yard gain for Fritz. A McDonald first down. Brought to you by Ashley Construction, your first choice for a custom home. Learn more at ashleyconstruction.co. And a 7-yard gain for Fritz. And what a first half he's having. He was our Rust Proofers defensive player of the game, plus very effective on offense last week. The Macs are going to fight on with about a minute left here in the half from the 1-yard line. Smiski under center. Moulton the deep back. Fritz in front of him. Receiver to the right side, taking his time. Smiski, Moulton, oh, and they turned it back. They turned it back fierce.
He was met, like, immediately, and there was no going forward.
I think it was Preston Fritz, I don't know, but wow. Yeah, good job.
The way Dawson's walking off the field, he felt that one.
We got a timeout. We'll take a break. Back in 30 seconds, WOGO Sports.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
43 seconds left, first half. Dawson Moulton on the handoff, lost two back to the three. And so not automatic against this tough Owen Withy team that you're going to get in from the one. And now back to the three for the Max, and keeping your eye on the clock. So what do you think, guys, coming out of the timeout?
Well, I mean, Danny's been killing it all night. You know, I wouldn't be afraid to go back to him somehow.
Yeah, he's been big tonight. So second and goal for the Max from the three. Smiski under center. Grant takes his time. Handoff Fritz. Fritz pounding, muscling, pushing, driving. Touchdown McDonald. Oh, there it is, Patty Fritz. He just was not going to stop moving those legs.
Yep. Tough running by Danny Fritz, man. He was not going to be denied.
No. Good job, Dan.
That was huge. You got a score with 37 seconds left and a half. You're still fighting here.
Yep. Yeah, and we get the ball coming out of halftime, so hey.
3-yard touchdown run for Fritz, up to 25 yards rushing on the night. And now we've got a bit of a delay as McDonald again trying to go for two. And what's the situation here?
I don't know.
And it looks like McDonald is racing Ryder Sullivan out there. I don't know what the problem is.
I don't know either.
A snap on Ryan's helmet came off.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
So the refs caught it and pulled him out for a play.
On Ryan who?
Ryan Smith.
Okay. All right. All right. So now 37 seconds. Clock stop. 2-point conversion attempt for the Max. Smiski under center. Going to roll out to the right. Smiski's got it himself. He's chased down from behind. All right, we're back in a minute. Max trailing by 12 on WGO Sports.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home. Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
37 seconds left in the half. Besides touchdowns, Owen Withy has three two-point conversions. McDonald, two touchdowns, no extra points or two-point conversions. Hence the score, 24-12. But, guys, hey, heading into halftime in 37 seconds, if you can shut them down here, I'd rather be down 12 than 18.
Yeah, and we get the ball coming out. So,
right.
You know, I mean,
yeah,
things are looking up. But we got to make a tackle on this kickoff, too.
Yeah, that's for sure. Let's see what they choose to do. Isaac Crawford. Going to do the booting. He squib kicked it, and this one he's going to kick deeper, and it's going to be bobbled by the returner, who's going to run it up the middle of the field, and I'm not sure why they did it again. And he's going to go all the way to the house. It's the quarterback, Sherwood, this time for another touchdown. That is a backbreaker right there.
I don't quite understand that, Drew.
Mason Gay wasn't out there, but Sherwood shows how dangerous he can be. Right up the middle.
It was right up the middle, gentlemen, and I think I could have ran through that.
Yeah.
It was not pretty.
And in fact, I didn't tell you, but we worked it out at halftime. We're going to kick it to you, and we'll have 11 of us try to tackle you. So, wow, that's 30-12 now. And they go for their fourth two-point conversion of the night. That is, I'm sort of in disbelief here.
Yeah.
Because they had such success with the squib kick, I can't imagine why they would have gone away.
And they only had 25 seconds.
And now Sherwood's going to creatively find his way in again. He kind of did the hand, fake hand off, and then reversed. They've got so many options out of that read option. It's 32-12, back in a minute on WGO Sports.
Looking for a little more comfort in your life? Call the experts at Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local employee-owned factory-authorized Carrier dealer.
Kurth technicians are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling system. You could even find yourself saving money on your energy bill. They work on most brands of equipment, so call Kurth first. They have ways of making you very comfortable. Turn to the experts. Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls, and we thought we'd go into halftime 24-12, and we thought wrong. The Macs kicked it deep. Mason Gaze is not out there, but Sherwood, the quarterback, give him credit because Dominic Sherwood, the senior, took it about the, I thought about the 15-yard line, and it was a similar run right up the middle, and I don't think anybody even touched him. 85 yards to the house, and 32-12. When he also went for the 2-point conversion. And so now the Macs going to try to run back this kickoff, and they get it to about the 27-yard line.
Yeah, I'm still
Eli Stepp, was it? I'm not sure who that.
Yeah, it was Eli.
Yeah.
I'm still perplexed by that kickoff. Even a squib that would only go 10, 15 yards. Well, they.
I mean, that'll
it's taken them minutes to score, you know. On offense, you'd think you'd be able to salt away 24 seconds. So, yeah.
I guess that would be one of the questions for Coach, you know, later. But, you know, who knows between now and what will happen between now and the postgame. But the Macs get it with 18 seconds left, down 32-12. And Ryan Smisky off here to the near side, Anderson to the far side. Grant back to pass, three-step drop. He's going to try to run out of there, and they're going to sack him back at about the 25, 26-yard line.
Yeah, you're just looking for somebody to break open deep down the field there and try to throw it up over top, and he just didn't quite have the time.
Yeah. Yard line was about the 27, so that'll do it. A sack of minus one. At halftime, our score, Owen Withey, 32, McDonald 12, back in 3 minutes on WOGO Sports.
Whether it's home ice, home field, or home court, every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Macs! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll Find a Friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as biting into a fresh, crisp apple and finding half a worm. Sitting around a bonfire, but the smoke keeps following you around.
Oh, come on!
Or going to a football game. And your team loses 42-0. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop, personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Wow, what a first half. And big exclamation point, Seth Smiski, at the beginning and the end with almost identical kickoff returns, one to begin the first quarter and one to end the second quarter, one from Mason Gay of about 90 yards and one from the quarterback, also kick returner Dominic Sherwood of about 85 yards. Those are two of the four touchdowns that Owen Withy got. They got two more, plus 4 2-point conversions. They lead McDonald 32-12 at the half, a 20-point lead. Your thoughts?
Yeah, those two kickoff returns, they're just killers, especially when we at the last one there. You know, we got a little momentum going our way. You know, things are looking a lot better. And
right.
You know, to have that happen, it really deflates things.
Absolutely. And to be here, I mean, there was such energy and excitement.
Yep.
And enthusiasm and hope. I mean, think about what Coach Maloney said last week, right after the game, like, if we do what we need to, you know, trust things to take care of themselves. And then when you start the game that way and then you end the half that way, I mean, I'm sure folks at home can, but to be here, it is deflating.
Yes, yeah, and you come into this game with higher expectations because David Anderson only played the second half last time we played them on offense. He didn't even play defense. Caleb Leet was not out there. Cale Holm wasn't out there. So, you know, you come in thinking, hey, you know, that's almost half your starting team, you know, and it just, you know, with those two kickoffs, that doesn't even factor in, you know?
No, it doesn't. Hey, when your car takes a big hit, Chippewa Auto Body and Service is here. Local pickup and delivery with complimentary estimates, towing, loaner vehicles, and assistance with insurance claims. Chippewa Auto Body and Service is also your local choice for vehicle repair, tires, and detailing. Free car wash with every oil change, Chippewa Auto Body and Service. Again, our halftime score is 32-12. Look at some of the... I can recap some of the scoring for you of highlights later in the half. But, again, well, I told you about those kickoffs, and those were huge. But then also, again, they had 4 2-point conversions. And, again, you see the creativity, even that fourth one, Seth, all the plays we'd seen, and then the 2-point conversions. And then where on that last 2-point conversion where Dominic Sherwood goes and fakes it, but then, you know, then he immediately reverses and runs it in himself. I mean, boy, Coach Lobby and his team just very creative out of that read option.
Yeah, and, you know, we sell out on the handoff, you know, going after the running back and the quarterback. He's got a lot of room to run. But, we're on our heels right now, and we got a chance to come out here and score and get a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
You know, and if we can come back on defense, get a stop, you know, hopefully sooner than later.
Right.
You know, don't let them chew up a whole bunch of clock. And, you know, then we're right back in this thing. But, you know, we got to score.
Yeah.
And we got to get a stop.
And, again, even going back to a season ago, and maybe this Owen Withy team is better than the Clayton team, McDonald, but McDonald went in a level two game to Clayton and came from behind to win and opened their season at Clayton, another thriller this year, podcast at wogo.com.
Yeah,
and again, you know. But here on Owen Withy's field, you just never know. But even Mason Gay went down, and the other guy, I mean, their fullback and Sherwood, they just keep on trucking.
Yeah. Yep. It. You know, I think we've stopped him what one time.
One time.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had them on fourth down on that pass that they threw, but it just seems like right now they are doing what they want to.
Let me recap the scoring. Drew, we'll go to you, Drew Smisky. But, yeah, also Mason Gay had a two-yard touchdown run and then another two-point conversion, made it 16-0 with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Then in the second quarter, McDonald, a 25-yard touchdown pass to David Anderson with 10:02 left in the half. Didn't get the two-point conversion, made it 16-6. They got another one-yard touchdown run from the quarterback, Sherwood, with 4:04 left in the half, a third two-point conversion. But Daniel Fritz able to score. He had a big screen pass that went for a lot of yards, and then ultimately a three-yard touchdown run. Max thought they'd go to the half 24-12, but then the 85-yard kickoff return from Sherwood, the quarterback, but kick returner there, and they get another two-point conversion, 32-12 at the half. Drew Smisky, you've been on the field for us. Give us your take on the first half.
Well, not exactly what we had planned, but we're down 20 points. We get the ball first. Go down, score, get a two-point conversion maybe, get a couple stops. We're right back in this.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Back in it.
All right. I like the Smisky plan. We'll call it the Smisky plan.
And I can almost guarantee you that we're not kicking it to him anymore.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Right, Drew? I don't know.
I've been surprised before.
All right. Well, we'll take another timeout here and come back with more, including some first-half highlights, the stats and first-half highlights when we return in 3 minutes, Max down 20, in this Level 2 high school football playoff game on WOGO Sports.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Maury's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team, continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
Great players may get headlines, but it takes teamwork to win championships. And when it comes to your family's dental health, Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin have created a championship team at Wynn Family Dentistry.
Wynn Family Dentistry is proud to be a part of our Chippewa Falls community and wishes all our Chi High and McDonald student athletes a safe and successful season.
Go Cards and go Max from Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie McLaughlin at Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls.
Ready to kickstart your next chapter? Whether you're still in high school, freshly graduated, or seeking a new path, CVTC's hands-on programs will give you the skills to succeed. Join us in Eau Claire and River Falls at the CVTC Fall Open House, Thursday, November 7th, to discover how our fast, flexible, and affordable programs will get you started in a great-paying, rewarding career. Register today for a chance to win great prizes. Visit cvtc.edu/fall.
Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls, located at Chippewa Crossing Boulevard next to Festival Foods, is now open. Locally owned and operated with the hometown hospitality you know and love. Cook-to-order butter burgers, real Wisconsin cheese curds, and of course, that fresh frozen custard. Culver's of Chippewa Falls is also hiring for all positions and all shifts, including management. Crew members enjoy great benefits, meal discounts, and wages up to $18 an hour. Apply today at culvers.com/careers. Your brand new Culver's of Chippewa Falls is now open. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Dr. Steve Christo of Christo Orthodontics. Every child is unique, and so is the growth and development of their teeth and jaw. So there's no set time frame for kids to start orthodontic care. That's why annual orthodontic visits with an orthodontist are so important for children ages 7 to 11. Schedule your child's free annual orthodontic exam at Christo Orthodontics for an honest, expert evaluation of your child's orthodontic needs. No dental referral is needed, so call or visit ChristoOrthodontics.com today to get started.
Halftime, 32-12, Owen Withy leading. Mark Halverson and the Smisky brothers, Seth and Drew here on WOGO Sports. Again, first half statistics. They've held Moulton to 16 yards rushing. Fritz has 25 yards rushing and a three-yard touchdown run. I've been impressed with their defense. I mean, they've stepped it up. I mean, really, Owen Withy. I mean, 12 points. McDonald is a very explosive offense, so they've done a good job there.
Yeah, you know, Danny's been able to get some runs up, but Dawson, I think he had one nice run.
Yeah, but, right. Yeah. He had a 13-yarder. And then also, if you think about it, I mean, they had the two kickoff returns. Because when I look at these statistics for Owen Withy, they're not anything special, right? 31 yards rushing for Sully Paler. Only 13 yards rushing for Mason Gay, but he had the 90-yard kickoff return to start the game. That's the thing. I mean, they've had these two long kickoff returns.
Yeah.
And so, and then they had the short field.
Yeah, then they had the short field on that
right
when they went for it on fourth down and it didn't work out. So, yeah, it hasn't worked out
yeah, and the way the Max.
Unfortunately, they haven't needed a lot of offense to get where they are right now.
The Max leading in first downs 8-4 and penalties 15 yards for Owen Withy, and or maybe 30 yards because they had two kicks that went out of bounds, but still let's get to some of the highlights here if we can, a handful of those from the first half, and give it a listen. Second and 12 for the Max from their own 33 yard line, going left to right. Smisky, pass and incomplete, and it threw it behind David Anderson. So now third and 12 for McDonald. That's pretty rough if that was a highlight. So I guess that's bad on my end. I thought that was okay. So we'll move forward to maybe some better highlights from a little bit later in the half here on WOGO. McDonald gets it to the 40-yard line, and now McDonald 60 yards from Pater. Trailing 16-0. Smisky on the right side. Ryan, his cousin, the quarterback, under center. Grant, pitch out. Near side. Dawson Moulton, the 45, the 50, and first down. So now McDonald mixing run and pass here a little more successfully. Moulton's best run of the night there. And yet another first down. Wow, the Max, 5 first downs this drive. So they've had so many big plays that I'm not used to. And now Grant goes to the air. He's really airing it out and throwing it into double coverage.
Wow.
And a touchdown. There it is. Completed. The Max on the scoreboard as Ryan Smith. Yeah, it was actually David Anderson with the touchdown catch. And the Max on the board made it 16-6, not able to convert on the two-point conversion. For the Max, 2:42 and counting in this first half. Smisky off to the... Smisky or Anderson. And it's Anderson, actually, on the left side. And there's the screen pass on the right side. And there he goes, Daniel Fritz. Fritz is going to break a long one for the Max. Their best gain of the night and a huge gainer for the Max as they get inside of the 20. So second and goal for the Max from the 3. Smisky under center. Grant. Takes his time, handoff, Fritz. Fritz pounding, muscling, pushing, driving. Touchdown. McDonald. Oh, there it is, Danny Fritz. He just was not going to stop moving those legs.
Tough running by Danny Fritz, man. He was not going to be denied.
And there it is, halftime, as McDonald, some of the highlights from the first half, as they still trail it 32-12. We'll take a two-minute break and come back with the second half in 2 minutes from Owen Withy with the Blackhawks leading the Max 32-12.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Sometimes it's good to wait, like waiting for your pizza to cool before taking that first bite.
Yeah!
Or waiting to make sure you really want that tattoo?
No regrets.
But you shouldn't wait when calling Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a check and clean of your home's furnace. Many homeowners don't even think about their home's heat until they need it. And by then...
oh, so cold.
It's a little too late. So get your furnace check and clean from the pros at Wirzgala. 839-0707 or wirzgala.com.
Get $250 when you switch to a Royal Credit Union checking account. Switch to Royal's Smart Checking account and enjoy no monthly fees or minimum balance, free mobile check deposits, and surcharge-free access to over 40,000 ATMs nationwide. Getting your $250 is easy. Open your Royal checking account, receive two payroll direct deposits, and you'll receive $250. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/checking bonus. Insured by NCUA.
Get ready to experience the Maury's difference with Maury's Promise. Unlike anything else in the industry, at Maury's you get the best price first, pure and simple, from commission-free specialists. No haggling necessary. Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. More great stores joining the Maury's team. Continuing the Chilson tradition. It's about shared passions for people, community, and customer experience. These are the only stores Maury's operates in the Eau Claire Chippewa Falls area, and they're thrilled to welcome everyone. Maury's, moving life forward.
We are moments away from the start of the second half. And McDonald trailing it by 20.
If I was Owen with you, I'd onside it right now. I would. Why not?
Hey, real quick. Got muscle? Yeah. Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milks, high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet. And recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Okay. We got a plan. I like the Smisky vision here, which is we're going to score, get the two-point conversion, make it 32-20. So let's get to it. There's the boot. And we're underway. And there's the return by Eli Steppen. He gets out to about the 26, 27-yard line. And again, I don't know what happened. You know, both of our... I hadn't seen anybody else rip us like a kickoff like that I can remember. You guys have seen all the games. You've seen all the games, Seth. But
yeah.
But I mean, what Owen Withy did on both of those, it'd be interesting to see like the blocking and what happened, because they're tackling us on our kickoff returns, and Eli's a good fast runner. So.
Yeah. At the beginning of the season, I'm pretty sure we had one or two returned and some people breaking some long ones. So it's always been it's always made me nervous.
Yeah. All right, now on the first handoff to start the second half, Dawson Moulton, and he's going to spring out into a first down and one of his better runs of the night to the 41, and a gain of 15 for Dawson Moulton and a first down McDonald.
Oh, he was just kind of standing there. It's just like they lost him, and he was able to come out of there.
I think he was quite surprised he wasn't getting smashed.
Yes.
To be honest with you.
Yeah, the Dawson has been rocked a few times tonight.
Yeah.
On that one down by the end zone. You could tell he felt that.
And now first down from the 41-yard line. And there's the quick pass from Smisky on the far side. And a short gain.
No.
Did he lose the ball?
Yep. He had a great catch, and it was just a great tackle. The guy put his helmet right on the football, and it popped right off.
Who was that?
It was David.
David Anderson, a catch. It was just a quick pass off the line. David had a short gain, but then fumbled the ball. Owen Withy recovered their ball at the 38-yard line. First and 10, Owen Withy, and that was not part of the script.
No, not at all. And they're just turnovers like that when you're trying to make up this much ground. It is a killer.
Mm. And so the fumble lost, and for the Max, their first turnover of the night, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so there's the handoff for Owen Withy to start this drive for them. And pounding it up the middle with Sully Paler again, the big 210-pounder.
Yeah, and the problem is with that him being able to run that ball at the middle is then you have to commit so much to stopping that it leaves their
really good quarterback and running backs available to do whatever you want.
Baylor, a gain of 3 to the 35, second and 7 now. In McDonald territory, they've had a short field earlier. This is a little longer, and this is the running play, and this is going to go again to Geldernick. And a short gain for 25 Geldernick. Again, are they basically saving Gay for next week if they advance?
Well, I think if the score stays, the difference stays what it is, they're probably not going to rush him back in.
Mason Gay was, 1,373 yards in the season, and overwhelmingly they're leading back but trying to get by McDonald, and they've got a 20-point lead. And there's the handoff, Geldernick, and again a short gain for him.
So in the first Owen Withy game, Geldernick actually had, I believe, 173 yards rushing against us.
Gotcha.
He was the leading rusher that game.
Let's just set it. It's 4th and 5 now. As
I don't think it's 4th and 5.
Well, they had 4th and 4 from the 34. They've got to get to the 29, so
it's a solid 4 and 5.
Yeah. Gotcha. Huh. Doesn't look like that.
Sherwood now under center. Rolling to the right. Only the second pass of the night, and he completes it on the far side to Geldernick for the first down.
Wow. Cale Holm missed the knockdown by just inches.
Huh. Yeah, they don't throw much, but when they do, it's been effective.
Geldernick's first catch of the season.
Wow.
To the 20 and an 8-yard gain, and Owen Withy first down.
Well, it's, what's tough about that is it's just salting away the time, and we need all the time we can get.
So from the 25 now, 9 minutes left in this third quarter. Owen Withy with the ball and a 20-point lead. There's the handoff. Geldernick is going to pound for a couple more. To the 23.
Boy, they're getting a good push, and they're just chipping away at it, and they're doing exactly what they need to do right now, taking seconds off the clock between every play and getting good positive yardage.
Going to give him 4 to the 22. Second and 6 now for Owen Withy. Doing it without Mason Gay, their leading ground gainer. And there's the handoff to Paler, and Paler's going to go inside the 20 to about the 17. And make it Mueller. So going a little deeper on the bench there, and that is Taylen Mueller. First carry of the night for the 5'6", 135-pound sophomore.
Nothing fancy.
No, it isn't.
Just we're going to take it up the middle and make you stop us.
Yeah, that's right. And it was from the 22-yard line, and so they're measuring here on the far side. Had to get to the 16. After the run by Mueller.
They're short.
All right. So a gain of 5 for Mueller.
Looks like it'll be about 3rd and 2 inches.
Yeah, which when you're playing the time game and it's 3rd and 2,
yeah,
almost, let's just start over and try to stop you on this next 4 set of downs.
Clock stopped, 8:15 to go here in the third quarter. They were kind enough to bring us hot chocolate here at Owen Withy. Thank you.
Yeah, delicious hot chocolate. Ready to drink. Didn't burn our mouths at all. Just very good.
All right, so from just outside the 15-yard line, 3rd and less than a yard for Owen Withy. Clock starts to run now. 8:10 to go, third quarter. Max down 20. Again, McDonald got a first down on a good Dawson Moulton run and then a fumble. Lost first turnover of the night for the Max, so it just has not been their night. And there's Sherwood, and he's going to get much more than the first down and keep those legs churning inside the 10. But more laundry on the field.
Yeah. They're going to get him, us for a face mask.
Gotcha. Yeah, and
even,
so
I'm surprised that quarterback is able to get that kind of push and run,
yeah,
when you got to be thinking that at 3rd and inches.
So he got to the 8, but then the face mask at the end was additional halfway to the goal to the 4.
So an 8-yard run for Sherwood, and have him for 4 runs for 18 yards tonight. Another Owen with the first down. They haven't had a ton, and now from the 4-yard line, knocking on the door again, and Drew McDonald offsides.
They are, they're kind of having their way with us. I mean, just in the play calling, you call a cadence that they probably hadn't called all night and get us the jump, you know.
Guys, I mean, you just can't figure it. Like, I mean, it the whole night from the opening kickoff, it hasn't felt like McDonald's night, but was there anything you guys knew or saw during the week that would have made you think that, or you never know in sports, do you?
No, and what we've seen from McDonald lately, you know, that win against Gilman and last week, and they just looked like they were getting better and better and better, and I didn't expect this at all.
Right.
But the other thing is Owen Withey's getting better and better and better too, you know.
They're going to run Geldernick up the middle, but then the Max able to turn him back, and a good aggressive job by the Max on defense. And one of those that's jumped out to me there is 66 Caleb Leet. Yeah, good to have him back tonight, the junior.
No gain on the play.
And so stopping Geldernick that time. Again, Geldernick's only at 18 yards tonight. And again, you look at these numbers, but again, it was a short field. Remember, they took over not quite the 24 like earlier, but still. All right, second down from the 4. The clock now to 6:45 left in this third quarter. Sherwood under center. Going to hand it off. Geldernick right side. Geldernick pushing, spinning, twisting, and down to about the 1 or so.
Brandon Geldernick on the carry. Tackled by Eli Stepp.
All right, so yeah,
that was
3.
Short of the end zone.
That was just a straight dive there by the running back. And, I mean, we were able to stop him, but right now we need some negative plays.
Yeah.
We need a couple more like the one prior to this.
Third and 1. Or third down and goal from the 1. And he's going to take it himself. Sherwood pounding his way into the end zone. Touchdown. 38-12 with 6:02 to go, third quarter. And Owen Withey to their biggest lead of the night. 26-point advantage as they go for 2 and try to get their 5th consecutive 2-point conversion against the Max.
Yeah, it's... And these 2-point conversions are just so, so important.
Yeah, the extra points that, you know, you talk about an extra point and with kicking it, but, you know, people shy away from the 2-point conversion because they can't be as automatic, but Owen Withey has been. As Sherwood under center, and you're going to go to Geldernick off the right side, and he's going to muscle his way.
Got it again.
Close. 5th time. Another 2-point conversion. 40-12. Back with the kickoff in a minute. Max in a big hole on WOGO Sports.
Step into the future with TTM Technologies, a global leader in technology solutions. TTM in Chippewa Falls is hiring for second shift, third shift, and weekend shift production associates, including a $2,000 sign and stay bonus, competitive pay, an on-site health clinic, and award-winning benefits, plus a $2,000 sign and stay bonus. Be a part of something big. Join the team at TTM Technologies in Chippewa Falls. Apply online today at ttmtech.jobs. That's ttmtech.jobs. On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
40-12, the Max trailing it by 28. As Owen Withey getting ready to kick it off with Winston Paler doing the booting. Owen Withey turning another short field into another touchdown. It's just worked for him tonight. There's the boot. And the Max, Dawson Moulton back there to get it about the 10, advancing forward and the far sideline and gets it out close to the 30.
Colin Fritz brings him down at the 27.
Well, hey, here we go. We got to go to work.
Yeah.
And we got to score in a hurry. We don't have the luxury of grinding and pounding it for, you know, 3-4 yards. I mean, that's fine. But sooner or later, we're going to have to start taking some shots.
First and 10 from the 27 now for the Max as Grant heads over. Grant Smiski. And Grant's going to try to run it out of there as the rush kind of collapsed on him in a short game.
I don't know, if Drew, was that a design run? It didn't. He looked like he tucked it in pretty quick hurry.
It was a design play.
Yeah, I think they were just hoping it was going to be a little hole up the middle, but nothing doing.
2-yard run for Smiski to the 29, where it's 2nd and 8. McDonald trailing 40-12. Stick around for the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show afterwards. And should this be the last game for the Max, we'll certainly salute the seniors. Lots of them for the Max. And there's the handoff off the right side. So McDonald not immediately going to the air, down by 28. Still trying to keep him honest. As Danny Fritz running that one. From the 29 to the 34, gain of 5 for Fritz. Well, we've said a lot of good things about Danny Fritz this year, and deservedly so. He's a hard worker, one of many seniors on this team.
Yeah, Danny's, and he's a fantastic athlete. He's got great feet.
Yeah.
It's just been a lot of fun to watch.
3rd and 3 from the 34. McDonald going left to right, 66 yards from a score, and there he goes across, completes it to Ryan Smiski, and a McDonald first down.
Well, that's what we need to do there. I think maybe Coach Mahoney was just like, all right, let's get some positive movement here. Let's get a first down. And I wouldn't be surprised if somewhere along the line here on this series, or, you know, this series of downs, they take a shot.
Smiski with 3 catches for 30 yards on the night. Grant under center, Ryan off to this side, and Grant fakes it. Now he's going to go deeper down the sideline and incomplete to David Anderson. But boy, it seems like all the time they're thinking double coverage on David. So.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tight window to get it in down there, and that time just overthrew him just a little bit. But boy, you don't want to underthrow him because it's probably an interception because it's tight.
No, I like the way the fake and then go deep. You know.
And it's worked multiple times.
2nd and 10 for the Max now from their own 40, going left to right. Smiski rolling to the right. Here comes the rush. They toss the screen back the other way to Fritz, but nothing doing there, and a loss of yardage on the play.
That play has worked well over the years, but Owen Withy not fooled on that one.
No, they weren't.
Time. Yep.
Loss of 3 on the play to the 3rd and 13 from the 37 now for the Max. Fritz now has caught 5 balls for 69 yards, a loss of 3 on that. So 3rd and 13 from the 37. Clock now ticking toward 3:40 left in the third quarter. McDonald down 40-12. Not the way we scripted it here, but it is what it is here in this level 2 playoff game. Smiski rolling to the right, looking, and he's going to try to run it out of there. Running, and they're going to get him for a loss. As he is wrapped up.
You know, Mason Bussey was blocking out in front of him there, and he's just, and Mason was doing a great job, you know. But
Winston Paler on the tackle, the 6-foot, 175-pound junior for Owen Withy.
Yeah, there just wasn't anything open downfield where Grant could throw the ball because he had some time.
So basically no gain on the play. And 4th down now, and Smiski back to punt inside of 3 minutes left third quarter, and Owen Withy, a touchdown, an extra point away from getting a running clock. And there's a good boot. It gets a roll down about the 16-yard line. Now the 26-yard line where it'll be down by David Anderson. So 40-12, Owen Withy, they take over. And let me just quickly tell you that from joint replacements to neurological procedures, chronic pain management to the treatment of sports injuries, the exceptional team at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is committed to the highest standard of orthopedic brain and spine care in western Wisconsin. Locations in Altoona, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine online at cvosm.com. All right, so 2:43 to go third quarter. Let's see what Owen Withy does with a longer field. We haven't seen a lot of that from them tonight as they're at their own 27.
No.
And there was the handoff to the fullback, Paler. Short game.
Yep. And right now, they're just the owned with these. Only thing they want to do right now is just salt this clock away.
They sure do. Yeah. Yep.
So they're going to run it up the middle, and if it's third and four, third and manageable, they might get a little creative and run outside. You know, I could be completely wrong here, but I just think that's what's going to happen right now.
They're 9-0, and they've had some overwhelming victories. They're very familiar with the idea of having a lead and salting it away, and. And there's the handoff to Galdernick, and he's going to come on the near side for a short gain. And he's wrapped up amongst others. Seeing 66 again, Caleb Leet there. And so after the earlier one-yard run, this one goes for three for Galdernick, who's had a busy night, but only 24 yards rushing. So they've bottled him up pretty well. But again, those short fields and the two kickoff returns of 90 and 85 yards as Sherwood comes in with the play now from head coach Terry Lobby. And again, the running attack has been successful. And rolling out, Sherwood's going to keep it himself and get hammered on the sideline, and there's a flag thrown. What do you think that is, Drew?
Hit him out of bounds, I guess, supposedly.
It didn't look like it was, well, it didn't look out of bounds to me, but it looked close anyways. But I got, there's
face mask is what they said.
Okay. I was going to say, it looked like he was in bounds probably, but.
Sherwood running it on the third and six, and so they'll mark it off here from the 29 to the 34.
So it
gives him a third down and short.
Yeah.
5 yard penalty on the face mask brings up.
Yeah, it must have been just a very light face mask.
Yeah.
Only worthy of 5 yards.
Right. Yeah. You get used to him being 10. All right. Third and shorter now. Third and two from the 34-yard line. And there's the handoff, and close to a first down. I think he got it.
Yeah, I think they give him forward progress on that, and he got it.
So Sully Paler that time, the fullback, who's been very busy tonight with that gain to the 38 and a first down. Only the seventh of the night for Owen Withy, but again, the kickoff returns. In the final 40 seconds of the third quarter now here on WOGO. Coming up on 8:40 in this frosty Friday night, November the 1st. You can see players breathing the air they're breathing out. And there's the handoff and pounding it again to Paler.
Really good play by the defensive line that time. Dan Fritz coming up, cleaning things up.
Yeah. 3 yards for Paler, and that's going to do it, I think, for quarter number three, the final 10 seconds, and the quarter will expire. We'll take a jump on our break here. We're back in a moment. Heading to the fourth, Max down 28 on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. With 3D drafting, thoughtful design, accurate estimates, and expert guidance from start to finish, we take the stress out of building your dream home. Our innovative processes and the latest technology ensure a fun and rewarding experience. Our talented team of experts is dedicated to creating your high-quality custom home. Enjoy the full design build experience right here in the Chippewa Valley. Contact Ashley Construction today to get started.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Any way we can score
28 points. To the fourth quarter we go. Owen Withy with the ball and a 28-point lead on their home field. The top-ranked D4 team in the state, and that pretty much they have been throughout the season.
Yeah, and they're showing why
McDonald was yep. Maybe early.
Yep, they were.
Yeah. Second and seven from their 42 as they're going left to right now to start the fourth quarter. And a bit of a delay here. Train going through town.
Yeah, for sure hear that.
Second and seven from the 42, and Sherwood at the handoff. And Paler across the 45. Again, it's just chew up the clock, yep. Get some yards, chew up the clock. I mean, sometimes, you know, this was old Woody Hayes football, Ohio, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Well, not a cloud of dust, but.
Well, when you can get that kind of push, you know, with your, and run your fullback like that, it's just such a luxury to have. Yeah. And they will be more than content to take 6 minutes off this clock.
Yeah, two kickoff returns and two short field touchdowns and 5 for 5 on two-point conversions, yeah. And that's the game story right there.
Yeah, yep.
All right, so 3rd and 3 now from the 42 after the 5-yard gain, and they go back to Paler yet again, and he's going to pound his – does that guy ever get tired? First down.
Yeah, and he – like you say, he doesn't necessarily hit the hole super fast.
Yeah.
But his O-line doing a great job getting a good push, and he gets to our second level.
Yeah, his pad level is excellent. I mean, it looks like he's running about 3 feet off the ground.
Yep, so yep.
He's a very good fullback. Does a great job for him.
13 carries for 54 yards for him, and now to the McDonald 46. Again, chewing up clock, 10:50 to go. The McDonald season hanging in the balance here. And Sherwood waits and hands it to Paler again, and he's going to get pushed back by a wall of McDonald defenders. Good job by the Max D there.
And it kind of takes a wall with that guy.
Yeah, and you see the likes of big number 70, Mason Bussey, and others.
Looks like he's going to be coming out here.
He's hobbling up a little bit. Yep. Now, you already got Mason Gay hobbling, and so. And you get a big level 3 game next week, you know. You're talking about the winner of Highland and North Crawford.
Yeah, so, you know, we may not see him again tonight.
He's been a workhorse for him, 14 carries for 53 yards. Second and 11 now from the – and there's the handoff. Geldernick's going to go to the house and score a touchdown from 47 yards out. He found a seam, and maybe the fullback had softened him up, but all of a sudden the speedster Geldernick – and, Drew, you were saying earlier he had a really good first game against the Max.
Yes, he certainly did.
Yeah, he just, you know, there was a hole there, and he was able to get through it. And
am I correct, and he's only a sophomore?
Geldernick, number 25, is a sophomore, yes.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
46-12, and they're going to try to make this a running clock game for the final 9:48 here if they convert their 6th two-point conversion of the evening. Sherwood under center. As they go to the end zone to our right. And he's taking it himself. Sherwood trying to get some blocking. He's not going to do it. And Max stopped him this time after 5 2-point conversions. But give the credit to Nash Winger. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
At Chippewa Valley Financial Services, they know that taxes and bookkeeping are a necessary part of life and business, but often the last thing you'd like to be working on. With offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and a full staff of accountants, bookkeepers, and tax preparers, Chippewa Valley Financial Services stands ready to help businesses and individuals, taking away the burden and freeing up your time for what matters most. For taxes, accounting, and bookkeeping, there's only one name you need to know: Chippewa Valley Financial Services.
9:48 to go in the fourth quarter as for the first time tonight, Owen Withey doesn't convert on a two-point conversion after successfully getting 5 of them in there. And I guess they went so deep in their two-point conversion playbook they found one that didn't work. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, and here is the boot from Winston Paler. And this one is Eli Stepp, who's going to take it and try to cut from left to right. And Eli out past the 25-yard line. That's been kind of the standard return when they don't kick it out of bounds, which they did twice. So, again, Owen Withy, they know how to put points on the board. They averaged 56.7 per game. McDonald was a high-scoring team at 44.6. But,
you know, on that return there, it seems like they got the return right on, and he's got such a long way to get over to that right side of the field that they're able to shut it down.
All right, 9:42 to go. Well, let's go back to that Smiski plan to start the half. It was a touchdown and a two-point conversion, so let's hope for that here.
Yeah, right now it's just like, hey, let's get a first down,
yep.
Build on that.
Two receivers off to the left, Smiski under center, lone back behind him. Handoff and Fritz for a short gain. You know, you look back at tonight, though, and obviously, I mean, giving up a 90-yard touchdown on a kickoff return to start the game is a horrible way to, you know, have that against you. But never really able to get Dawson Moulton off the way you know he's capable.
No.
And again, if you look at this, it's about, you know, I wrapped up my interview with Terry Lobby, the trenches, right? And I think that's a big part of this again.
Yeah, because this team can match our speed on the corners. You know, they've been able to hang with David Anderson. David Anderson runs past most people, and you can just see too that they were doubling them. You know, they're not going to let David Anderson beat them.
Moulton in motion, and they're going to pitch it instead to Fritz, and he's going to get smothered for a loss of 3 or 4. And they were all over him, including the likes of Winston Paler and Sam Rasmussen. And a loss of 3 for Fritz. So the 3 he just gained, he just lost, and now 3rd and 10.
You know, that's just tonight, too. It's been 3rd and more than 10 lot tonight.
Right. And, you know, going back to my interview with Coach Maloney, I mean, he said, we are going to score points. So I think, I'm sure 12 is a huge surprise to him.
Yeah.
And
yep.
You got a lot of credit to that Owen Withy defense tonight. So, again, just the one turnover that came here in the second half. And Smiski rolling to his right, and he'll fire one, and he's got Anderson over the middle, and Anderson gets the first down at the 41, 42-yard line.
Great route by David, and just a laser by Grant getting it in there.
Yep.
Good play right there.
You know, I like that one in terms of just the solid yardage over the middle. Sometimes those patterns, you know, down the sideline a little trickier. So
yeah, and it's especially tonight because they've been with them.
So second catch of the night for Anderson, 2 balls for 40 yards and a touchdown. Max get another first down. That is their. They've actually, I think, lead in that category for the night, for what that's worth. Smitsky's going to heave the long ball now, and the receiver down the sideline just beyond the outstretched arms of Anderson, the fly pattern down the right sideline.
Yep, David had a step, but it was just a foot too long.
Mm-hmm. I must be hungry, because when you say foot long, then I hear that as foot long. And yeah. I think yeah. Oh, sub it, subway.
Yeah, okay. Yep.
All right.
You know, after this game, I'm sure maybe I haven't really eaten a lot today just because I've been so nervous about this game.
Right.
So I'll be looking for a snack.
They were making some great burgers grilling on the grill here beforehand.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And on the second down carry up the middle, the Max for a short gain, but not much doing there. Clock at about 7.5 to play as Dawson Moulton, the ball carrier, from the 42, and give him out to, I guess, about a yard only on that play to the 43. So Moulton just 32 yards on the night, and that's not a good sign there. So
no, they've done such a good job stopping that run that they've been able to help David over top
right
with that safety, just making things a lot more difficult.
And Smiski passes on the sideline, and Eli Stepp was not in the game, so
it was David just not on the same page right there. I think it was David just was going to turn around to the outside,
right.
Pretty high percentage pass, but the pass and him were not even close.
So it's a 46-12 game. McDonald down by 34, not quite the 35 for a running clock, as Owen Withey didn't convert. But now the Macs looking at their own 4th and 9 from the 43. Need to get to the 48 of Owen Withey. Smiske back to pass. Screen pass to Fritz. Fritz is going to try hard. Got across midfield. He came close. A generous mark.
Wow. I thought
he went out before that, but I think he may get it.
Yep. Yeah, if they're going to give him the ball where that line judge is standing, it's definitely.
So Danny Fritz close to 80 yards in receptions tonight as he took it from the 43, and their timeout to measure.
Yeah. Yep, that's going to take a little bit because the chains are on the other side.
Let me tell you,
judging from my angle, I'm going to say we got it.
All right. Stick around later, the post-class and mirror post-game show, the Holly Bobey Names You Know stats recap, and the Rust Proofers Defensive Player of the Game. We'll have Coach Maloney's comments on the sideline, a salute to the seniors, and the some of the highlights, which primarily are from the first half here. And truthfully, not a ton of those even.
First half.
Be honest. All right, so there we go. The 9-yard completion to Fritz, and Danny
McDonald
has he's been the leading receiver tonight for McDonald. He's caught 6 balls for 78 yards. And again, as you said earlier, Seth, crediting the down the field coverage for Owen Withey, because I think Grant's been going to the screen more than I remember in other games. You know?
Yeah, it's what's available because downfield is just not open, and we've seen that on the boots where usually they are, and he's had to pull it down and try to run for a few yards. So.
Right.
And Grant's not going to burn you at all with his speed. So, yeah, it makes it a little tougher.
Smiske in the pocket now looking to run out of there as he heard his dad question his speed.
Okay.
And there's a bit of a 5-yard gain.
Yeah. No, Grant's good for that. He's good for that. He'll get you 5-7 yards, probably not going to take it the distance on you.
Hey, listen, the guy that most would say is the greatest quarterback of all time who has 7 Super Bowls is not exactly
Grease
Lightning.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's where the balance comes in that they've had all year, but just not able to get the run game going tonight.
And Grant will be missed, certainly a senior and big shoes to fill next year for the Macs as they look to step it back to the 11th player football. And Smiske rolling on the right and now looking to cut back against the grain and gets back to about the line of scrimmage, creating a 3rd and 5 from the Owen Withey 43. And the clock at 6:35 and counting left in this game. Max down 34. Not the way we envisioned it, but it is the way it is. No gain for Smiske on that one.
And Grant, he's probably run more tonight than he has all season, and that's probably a good point. The nature of the game. And I remember last year against Thorpe, he ran around quite a bit and had to. But there again, they had some very talented athletes on that team.
7 carries for 22 yards, as long as you brought it up. All right, 6 minutes to go. 3rd and 5 for McDonald, going right to left. Smiske rolling to the right side in the pocket. He's got a receiver and completed to Moulton. Dawson Moulton. Just a handful of catches for Dawson this year, but that one goes for another McDonald first down. As they will mark it down at the 34-yard line, so a gain of 9 to Moulton, his first catch tonight.
Yeah, if nothing else here, you don't want to give them the ball back with a whole bunch of time on the clock where they can put another one in on you.
So from the 34 now. And the pitch out to the near side, Moulton, and from behind the line of scrimmage. And now he's going to go back the other way. And he goes on the far side to the 30, the 29. And they'll finally tackle him there.
Dawson Moulton.
But good job by Dawson Moulton. Over there amongst the defenders was Colin Fritz, 5'8", 155-pound senior.
Second and 3.
Well, that was coming to the left and then all the way to the right. So a lot of running for ultimately a gain of 7 for Moulton.
Yeah.
He's up to 39 yards rushing on the night.
He can cover a lot of ground in a hurry.
He can. 10 carries for 39 yards for Moulton on the night. And they pound one inside of the 20 now. on the carry, and second and three from the 27. So Moulton, another successful carry and another max first down. They're fifth of the second half and 13th of the game. So to the 19, a gain of 8. So Moulton, back-to-back runs of 7 and 8 yards and up to 47 yards rushing on the night. But maybe a bit of too little too late for the Max with 4:20 to go, down 46-12 inside that Johnson roll-off red zone now. And taking it, Moulton on the left side. Moulton pounding and down inside the 15.
That's good. You know, they've been good, efficient plays,
yep. You
know, but we needed this
right
2 quarters ago.
Yeah.
You know?
It was just, you know, the plan was to try to get the lead, and instead playing from behind is the Max in that Johnson roll-off red zone. Your local dumpster service, making recycling easy. Dumpsters for any size project with haul away and disposal services for the majority of West Central Wisconsin. JohnsonRollOffService.com. From the 14 now, Smisky back to pass. Looking, receiver right side. He's got a completion. And David Anderson knocked out of bounds, close to the first down.
Another David was open there, good throw, and you know, just good positive plays here, and
only a 2 yard gain though.
Yeah.
So third and three from the 13. They need to get to the 10. I'm not sure they'll be able to get another first down though. 3.5 minutes to go. Max trying to get a touchdown, maybe their last one of the season. Smisky fakes, then he'll toss one up into the corner and knocked down and incomplete, and multiple flags thrown then.
Oh, they're going to get him for pass interference on here, on this one.
Drew, you've been quiet for a while, but what did you see on that one?
Defensive pass interference is the penalty on the Blackhawks.
I don't know. Somehow we lost.
Maybe the batteries are dead.
Yeah, you know, it's the problem we had earlier. We were glad to have Drew as long as we had him, so I don't know how that'll bode for the interview.
Gotcha. But yeah, that's that looks like what it was there, is pass interference.
Max will take over from the 6 after the play. Okay.
All right, McDonald from the 6 after the penalty, and Moulton on the right side for a short gain. Moulton's still running hard here in the late going.
Yep. No, these guys aren't—they're not going to quit. You know, they're just the game just has not gone their way. To have some big special teams plays like that, and you know, and the one turnover, and it's just Owen with is too good for that.
Hmm. Inside of 3 minutes to go now, Smisky keeping himself, rolling around the left side, and a number of black shirts surround him and get him down at the 6.
You guys got me now?
Yeah,
we
got
do at the
now.
Moment, yeah.
All right.
Figured it out.
Looks like Grant kind of felt that tackle, Drew. Slow to get up.
I think he did. He kind of got wrapped up like a pretzel on that one.
Yeah, and you know, it everything hurts a little more when you're losing by 34.
Yeah,
down 34, 28 degrees.
Yeah, exactly.
28 degrees, and
perfect.
Yeah, and you're a senior, and this is it, you know.
Final 2:15 to go. So maybe the Max last drive of the season. Can they end it with a touchdown on a third and 5 now?
Here.
And Smisky to the right corner, and he's got his receiver, and Anderson. Touchdown for McDonald with 2:04 to go. The Max make it a 46-18 game.
There we go. Hey, what better way to maybe wrap up your last offensive drive than a touchdown of Grant to David, something we've just seen so much throughout the years, and it's been really special to watch.
Absolutely, a great connection, and that's going to be a big blow for the Max as they'll miss that as Cale Holm kicks the extra point. We're back in a minute. WDOGL, Max down 27.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24-hour on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life, and now offering free shipping directly to your home.
Call Grace Home Respiratory, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies. 715-832-RESP. Online at ghr-ec.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
2:04 to go from Owen Withy, where the Blackhawks looking to go to 10-0, lead McDonald 46-19, although the Max just got a 6-yard touchdown pass from Grant Smisky to David Anderson. And now Isaac Crawford. I would say don't kick it deep.
No, let's not let him do three.
But he's going to squib it, yeah.
Yep.
And again, you know, guys, as we look back, I mean, you know, even if he'd done that at the end of the half, I mean, certainly it would have, it was 24-12 had a lot better feel to it. And not just the score, it was the emotion. And I guess when you do talk to the coach, that would be my requested, you know, as graciously as you can, but I just kind of wonder about kicking it deep there before the half, Drew. But
yeah, you know, I mean the offense, who knows what was going to happen, but like you say, it just we had some momentum going into halftime, yeah. You know. And
final 2 minutes now for Owen Withy. A loose ball on the field. Fortunately, they didn't make any kind of mistakes like that early. They were firing on all cylinders. And yeah, I kind of wonder. I mean, it's certainly, you look for different things. But, like, Owen Withy was out here. There was probably 80 minutes before the game, 80, 90 minutes. They were out here doing their own calisthenics and things, you know. And then then back, you know, so they had the, you know, the kind of the initial practice, then into the locker room and then back out here. I mean, that's just always is home field advantage, right?
Yeah, so. Yeah, it really helps. This is, I'm sure the field, I'm sure they practice on it quite a bit. And, you know, it's just that home feeling.
And for the Max, and there's the handoff to Paler, the fullback who's back in the game, now final minute 15. But for the Max, I mean, as the season, I mean, you're going to go, wow. I mean, impressive 8-2, and both of your losses to Owen Withy, certainly the favorite to win the eight-player title.
Yeah, it's, you know, I guess I don't know much about some of the other teams that are
I'm just saying ranked number one.
Still
yeah,
over
right.
there, but... But, yeah, it's going to take a pretty special team to beat these guys.
Yeah. And, again, we didn't see Mason Gay much of the night, but final 40 seconds here. They just take a knee, and he's waiting to take the knee, and then he finally takes it. Sherwood. And that's going to wrap it up here tonight as McDonald's going to come up on the short end. We'll take a 3.5-minute break. Back with the post game, the Post Glass and Mirror post game as McDonald loses to Owen Withy 46-19 on WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald football team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades,
But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to indoor comfort, Kurth Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier factory authorized dealer, has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For peace of mind and complete comfort, turn to the experts, Kurth Heating and Cooling.
Nicolet Bank loves the neighborhoods we serve. We believe our hometown communities are the backbone of what makes our area special. Real people, real conversations. It's more than just a tagline. And you'll see that every time you stop into a branch of Nicolet Bank in your neighborhood. By banking with Nicolet Bank, you're investing in your neighbors and your community. Choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success. NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's all over but the shouting. 46-19. The Macs get their second loss of the season, and Owen Withey's beaten them 58-27 and 46-19. So I guess at this point you say uncle, right?
Yep.
It's the Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show. Mark Halverson, Seth Smiski, Drew Smiski on the field, catching up with Coach Maloney shortly, and so appreciative to both of you guys for joining with me. Post-Glass and Mirror post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Seth, your thoughts?
Well, you know, two years ago.
Here comes Coach Maloney.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Coach. Congratulations on a great season.
Yep. First off.
Yeah, you know, I guess if we're going to congratulate stuff, we can look into that area there. But, you know, we just don't have Owen Withey's number. We don't have it. I thought these guys played him a little tougher than we did the last time, but then a couple of big plays there that, you know, that opening kickoff return, you know, and then I kind of, you know, gave in and I says, all right, let's kick it back to 15. I'm going, you know, 27 was already dinged up. He's the big threat. I'm going, well, let's kick it to 15. And then he returns one on us, you know, and I'm just, holy mackerel. So obviously there was some breakdown in our kickoffs there. But, you know, the kids went out there and they played hard. They really did. It's unfortunate for the senior group because that's a great senior group here, and we're congratulating our seniors right now. That's a tradition that I've always done with my seniors, is to let this underclassmen go through there and thank them for everything they've done for this program. Because these kids... I'm getting a little emotional myself here. You know, these are
it's a great group of boys.
Great group of kids.
You've had them since middle schoolers.
Yeah, since middle school. So, you know, we're going to miss these guys, and I hope our underclassmen can build up on what they did here for the legacy of McDonald football. Great, great kids.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you so much. We'll get at it next year.
Yes,
that's all we can do, right?
Yes, we will.
All right. Thanks so much, Coach. Appreciate it. Back to you guys.
Thank you. Drew Smiski there with head coach Mark Baloney on the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show for commercial and residential glass recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. So emotional for a lot of folks involved. Yeah. And
I'm going to try to keep it together.
Coach Malone, give us your thoughts on this one. And we're going to go through the seniors a little bit later, and we've got other things to look forward to, the Holly Bovey names, you know, stats recap, the Russ Proofers defensive player of the game. But,
you know, 2 years ago, it was this here, but against Newman.
Right.
And I saw, like, Dale and Evan Eckes, and it was hard to see, but yet my kid was a sophomore, and it was still a lot of hope, right? I mean, hey, you know, we got time, and,
right.
And now, you know, here we are, and I'm feeling the same thing, and you know, it's the toughest. One of the toughest things as a parent you'll have to do is watch your son out there crying. You know, and you know, it's there's way more important things than sports, but at this moment in time, for us, it's the most important thing and the hardest thing.
Sure.
And so it's tough to watch.
Yeah.
It really is.
The hopes, the dream of trying to. Be able to beat Owen Withy, but as Coach Maloney said, they have McDonald's number this season. We'll take another break, our final break. When we come back, we'll get to the other things left on the plate and some highlights as well. And the salute to seniors here on WOGO Sports.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as biting into a fresh, crisp apple and finding half a worm. Sitting around a bonfire, but the smoke keeps following you around.
Oh, come on.
Or going to a football game. And your team loses 42-0. Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop, personal service, minimal wait times, and free local delivery. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Chippewa Auto Body and Service in Chippewa Falls wants to kick off your fall by getting your car ready for optimal performance on Wisconsin roads. With over 60 years of experience, their technicians are ready for the game with alignment services, tire touchdowns, brakes, diagnostic checks, and free car washes with every oil change. Your satisfaction, our priority. Chippewa Auto Body and Service wants to make your experience as stress-free as possible with early hours, nightly key drop, and why not go for the end zone with a beautifully detailed car? Chippewa-Auto.com.
Post Glass and Mirror postgame show continues. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Mark Halverson, Seth Smisky, Drew Smisky just moments ago speaking with Coach Maloney on the heels of a 46-19 defeat. And we need to deal with the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap. Brought to you by Holly Bovey, Caldwell Banker, Brenizer Realtors, names you know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. I guess what stands out in terms of stats, I mean, it is those two kickoff returns. And Coach Maloney just talked about them. A 90-yarder from Mason Gay to start the game. And then dramatically Gay's out of the game. And I don't know if did you really catch, I mean, the coach just talked about, he said, I thought with Gay dinged up, he kicked it deep and then the quarterback did it, 85 yard. And that one right at the end of the half after the Max had just scored with 37, you know, the kickoff was with 37 seconds left in the half. But I mean, you talk about stats. I mean, this is a unique game where it wasn't necessarily in the plays from scrimmage, but those two special teams plays were the plays of the night.
Yeah, they were, and you just how that changes the play calling and everything like that, and you know, just this team was going to be hard enough to beat.
Yeah,
legitimately,
right,
and to have that extra bonus of 16 points, which is huge,
right,
in a game like this. It not only is it just really tough to overcome, but it's just deflating. It's just demoralizing.
And five out of six on their 2-point conversions, and that was further rubbing salt in the wound, All right, and again, we could, you know, we did it earlier at halftime, but just to kind of recap the scoring as it went tonight, I mean, it started, and again, telling you the first and fourth touchdowns that Owen Withy had, but they also had a Mason Gay 2-yard touchdown run and 2-point conversion with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Then McDonald did get the 25-yard touchdown pass to David Anderson with 10:02 left in the second quarter. Extra point failed. It was 16-6. Then they did get the 1-yard touchdown run from Sherwood, their quarterback, with 4:04 left in the first half. And McDonald able to answer with a 3-yard touchdown run by Danny Fritz, who had a real good night. 37 seconds left in the half, but they get an 85-yard kickoff return from the quarterback, Sherwood, right before halftime. Another 2-point conversion. And then, you know, would come out in the second half, and it's 32-12. And the plan was, hey, let's get the ball. You know, the McDonald got the kick. Let's go down, score, get the 2-point conversion, make it 32-20. Didn't happen. 15-yard run from Moulton, and then pass to David Anderson. Fumble afterwards. Owen Withy gets it. They get the 1-yard touchdown run from Sherwood and the 2-point run from Geldernick, making it 40-12 with 6:02 to go in the third. And then Geldernick gets a 47-yard TD run with 9:48 to go in the fourth, making it they don't get the 2-point conversion for the first time in 6 tries tonight, 46-12. Max get a final score with 2:04 to go on the 6-yard TD pass from Smisky to David Anderson, and they get their final high school touchdown pass together.
Yeah,
right?
It was that was nice to see. You know, we'd seen it so much, and to kind of cap things off, that was a good way to do it, and I give Coach Maloney some props for that.
Russ Proofers, defensive player of the game. Time for that right now. Brought to you by Russ Proofers, defending your vehicle against rust. Your Rust Proofers service is even reported to Carfax, which increases your vehicle's resale value. Prevent rust and stop existing rust in its tracks. Learn more at rustproofers.com. How about it?
I would just go with David Anderson. He made some great plays tonight, and it was they had a lot of runs get to the second level, and David Anderson was there to clean things up.
All right, so David Anderson, our Rust Proofers defensive player of the game tonight. Again, the Max would have liked, to have had more success defensively, but just wasn't in the cards for him here this evening. And so they come up on the short end in this one by a final score of 46-19. We've got a handful of highlights. I am efforting here to try to track down on my recorder. And in the bitter cold, it doesn't seem to be quite as cooperative as I'm desperately clicking on rewind repeatedly.
It is cold. Like I feel my body slowly starting to shiver more and a little more and a little more.
My toes are way colder than they want to be.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's just. I think I've only got one second half highlight. So let's go back to some of the highlights from the first half earlier tonight here. In the first half for McDonald, and again, they fell behind early and were behind the entire game, but here we go. And yet another first down. Wow, the Max, 5 first downs this drive, so they've had so many big plays that I'm not used to. And now Grant goes to the air. He's really airing it out and throwing it into double coverage.
Wow.
And a touchdown, there it is, completed. David Anderson with that touchdown pass, coming with 10:02 to go here.
And 3 from
earlier, and then we go off a little bit later in the first half here. For the Max, 2:42 and counting in this first half. Smisky off to the, Smisky or Anderson. And it's Anderson, actually, on the left side. And there's the screen pass on the right side. And there he goes, Daniel Fritz. Fritz is going to break a long one for the Max. Their best gain of the night and a huge gainer for the Max as they get inside. So second and goal for the Max from the 3. Smisky under center. Grant takes his time. Handoff Fritz. Fritz pounding, muscling, pushing, driving. Touchdown. McDonald. Oh, there's Patty Fritz. He just was not going to stop moving those legs.
Tough running by Danny Fritz, man.
So Fritz had a very good night tonight, and the screen pass on that particular drive, and then he's also the guy who went ahead and scored. And want to get you one highlight they got here from the second half, but because it's difficult, it's not wanting to function for me. So let me just tell you, they had the 6-yard touchdown pass from Smisky to Anderson, got the extra point, come up in the short end, 46-19. We want to salute these seniors, and as we look to that, Seth Smisky, you know a lot of these guys better than I do, so let me take it from 89 down to number one, and I'll be in search of the seniors. David Anderson, certainly what a senior.
Yeah, and David's just such a, he's kind of mild-mannered, but just such a great kid. And Grant's, him and Grant have been just really good friends over the years, and he's a phenomenal athlete.
Hmm.
Anfin Anderson. I don't remember saying his name.
Okay,
maybe not with the team anymore.
I don't know that he's a senior. I'm not
sure.
Okay,
he's listed there as one.
Okay.
But, okay. Zach Hunt.
Yeah, and Zach.
Offensive lineman, defensive lineman.
Didn't play much this year, but, good kid and and positive.
Yeah. Alan Minan, the running back linebacker.
Yep, Alan. He's my cousin's son. And, so I've known Alan since he was just a baby, and it's another one where just tough
hard
with
worker.
This loss.
Yeah, hard worker. For sure. Nash Winger has presence known at different points throughout the season,
yep.
The senior wide receiver defensive back.
Yep, Nash most known for playing defensive back, but he came over here. I think he came over in like sixth or seventh grade, something like that, and he fit right in with the guys. Mm-hmm. He's been a great addition to that class.
Ryder Sullivan, number 13, running back, defensive back.
Yeah, Ryder's been with it from the very beginning. Hasn't got, the most playing time, but just a good kid, and he's stuck with it.
Mm-hmm.
And, this year he had just an awesome year, though. He had some great catches,
mm-hmm.
and that game against Cornell, he had an amazing catch. So
yeah.
Yeah.
He was the fourth leading receiver on the team coming into this game.
Great kid.
Daniel Fritz, number 9, running back, linebacker.
Yep. Yeah. And just, kind of the quarterback of the defense,
mm-hmm.
if you will, and at linebacker there, and then just such a tough runner at fullback.
And number one, your son Grant Smiske, a 4-year starter at quarterback.
Yeah, it's been great watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna try to keep together here, but I couldn't be more proud of a kid.
You love that kid.
Yep.
And you know what? Memories in my mind that I will take with me, Seth, not from the field, but those couple of times, a couple of games here late this season where in his uniform he came up and hugged you in the press box.
Yep.
And that was really cool.
Yep, he's that kind
of
kid.
You have a wonderful family.
Thank you.
And so thank you so much for joining us on the broadcast and work together over these years and have really enjoyed it with you. So.
Yep. No, I have really enjoyed it as well.
Max come up short, 46-19. Again, that does it for the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror and Triple Falls Quality Service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Thanks so much to Drew Smiske as well, helping us on the sidelines. For Sam Averly back at our WOGO studios, thanks so much to Sam. Check him out. Listen to him tomorrow on WWIB. It'll be hard to miss on 103.7 FM. A lot of encouraging music. We could all stand some of what WIB has to offer these days. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. We'll get the podcast up at wogo.com. Again, Max come up in the short end. Their season comes to an end here in Onewithie tonight, losing 46-19. We wish the Blackhawks well as they advance to level 3 in pursuit of the 8-player title in Wisconsin. Good night.
WOGO.
McDonald Max Football at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine by Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bowlby of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, by Nicolay Bank, Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, also by Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates, LLC Professional Land Survey, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, Rust Proofers, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Football at
WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO. Go Mets. Your sports station.